This message, "What is the Attraction on the Mountain?" by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Sunday evening, July the 25th, 1965, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lo mlayeto yini lelekhangako kulendzaba ngemnathi William Marion Branham kwekucala wethulwa ngesingisi ngelisondo kusihlwa ngenyanga yakholwane tingemashumi lamabili nesihlanu 1965 eTabernacle la Branham eJeffersonville eIndiana eUSA.
Olwa kuphela kolwa kuphela Gonke kunendeka kolwa kuphela.
Let's bow our heads now.
Asikhothamze enhloko tethu manje.
Father God, that's our sincere prayer tonight.
Babe nkulunkulu lo ngumkhuleko wethu loqotho kusihlwa.
Seeing all that you are doing for the people in this day.
Sibona konke lokho lokwentela abantu kulolu suku.
And we ask you, Lord, may we only believe.
Futhi siyakucela Nkosi kwangathi singakholwa kuphela.
Just believe it's the truth, the written word being made manifest to us.
Nje sikholwe ukuthi liliqiniso livi lelibhaliwe libonakaliswa kithi.
Grant these things, Father.
Siphe le tintfo leti babe.
Now tonight, we want to thank you for the light that you throw on the scriptures for us this morning.
Manje kusihlwa sifuna ukubonga ngekukhanya lokuphonsa emibhalweni wendela thine manje ekuseni.
And we pray tonight, Lord, in the prayer line, that you will vindicate your word to be the truth.
Futhi siyakhuleka kusihlwa Nkosi kule line lalabakhulekelwa ukuthi utoliqinisekisa live lakho ukuthi liliqiniso.
We pray for all the churches and the congregations that's gathered around their little microphones out across from the nation.
Sikhulekela onke emabandla netinhlangano letibuthene ndzawonye emibhobheni lemincane lengaphandle kuyo yonke indzawo labavela esiveni.
All the way to the west coast, up into the mountains of Arizona.
Kuze kuyofika le e-west coast kwenyukele etindzabeni tase-Arizona.
Down into the plains of Texas, way into the east coast.
Kwehle kuyongena emathafeni ase-Texas kuyongena le e-East Coast.
All across the country, Lord, where they have gathered.
Kutsabula eveni lonke Nkosi lapho babuthene khona.
Many hours apart we are in time, but Lord, we're together tonight as one unit, believers waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
Emahora lamanenge kwehlukana siphila esikhathini kodwa Nkosi sinzawonye kusihlwa njengento yinye emakholwa silindzele kufika kwaMesiya.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll send him soon for your church.
Siyakhuleka babe losezulwini ukuthi utomthuma masinyane wendela libandla lakho.
Or we ask it in his name. Amen. You may be seated.
Ngoba sikucela egameni lakhe. Amen. Ningahlala phansi.
Christian greetings to all that's here tonight.
Kubingelela kwemaKristu kubo bonke labakhona lapha kusihlwa.
I'm sorry that we're still jammed and packed till we can hardly breathe.
Ngiyaxolisa ukuthi solo siminyetelene futhi sigcwele emase kuze kube lukhulu nekuthi siphefumule.
Even the air conditioners, as well as this air conditioning, doesn't have much effect. So many people.
Ngisho netishayisa moya, ngisho nano moya wato lobanzisiwe, akasithi kangako, banengakhulu bantu.
If it was hardly just a normal church full of people, those air conditioners would freeze you.
Kube bekukhona nje icishe elibandle lejwayelekile ligcwele bantu, leto tishayisa moya betingakubanzisa wome ube liqhwa.
But now, everyone's got a fanning, and the air conditioner is blowing as hard as it can.
Kodwa manje wonke umuntu unefeni lephuphuthako nalesishayisa moya siphephetha ngawo onke emandla aso.
We send greetings from the east coast to the west to all our friends in Christ who's listening in.
Sithumela tilokotho letivela e-east coast kuya e-west kubo bonke bangani bethu kuKristu lolalele.
We send greetings over in San Jose, Brother Borders, the group up there.
Sithumela tlokotho ngale esen yoze umnaye tu borders liqembu enhla lapho.
We send greetings up in the mountains, Prescott, Arizona, to Brother Leo Mercer and his group that's up there waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Sithumela tlokotho etule tinzabeni ePrescott eArizona kumnaye tu Leo Mercer neliqembu lakhe lelisetu lapho lelilindzele ukufika kwenkosi.
We send greetings to those in Tucson that's gathered tonight waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Sithumela tlokotho kulabo labase Tucson lobuthene kusihlwa balindzele ukufika kwenkosi.
Down in Houston, Texas, to those who are waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Kwehle kuyongena eHouston eTexas kulabo labalindzele ukufika kwenkosi.
Up in Chicago, to those who are waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Kwenyuka kuyongena eChicago kulabo labalindzele ukufika kwenkosi.
Up on the East Coast, New York and Connecticut, and the great groups up there that's waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Kwenyukele East Coast eNew York nase Connecticut nemacembu lamakhulu enhla lapho lelilindzele ukufika kwenkosi.
We don't have room here to seat them, so we just have to send them the word through the medium of the telephone.
Asinawo indzawo lapha kubahlalisa ngakho nje sidingeka kubathumelela livi ngekuxhumana ngelucingo.
We send greetings to Brother Junior Jackson tonight and his group down in Clarksville.
Sithumela tilokotho kumnathi Junior Jackson kusihlwa nelicembu lakhe endas eClarksville.
Brother Ruddle upon 62 and his group waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Umnathi Ruddle enhla ku 62 nelicembu lakhe lelilindzele ukufika kwenkosi.
And we are gathered here tonight at the home church, the tabernacle, waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Futhi sibuthene lapha kusihlwa ebandleni lasekhaya litabanekele silindzele ukufika kwenkosi.
And now, many of you maybe wasn't at the services this morning.
Futhi manje labanengi benu mhlawumbe bekangekho etinkonzweni manje ekuseni.
But I trust that everyone that wasn't will get that tape.
Kodwa ngiyethemba ukuthi wonke umuntu lobekangekho utoyitfola leyo tape.
For I believe that it was the most straightest message to the church since the message of sirs, what time is it?
Ngoba ngikholwa ukuthi bekungumlayeto loqonze ngqo ebandleni kakhulu kunayo yonke solo kube ngumlayeto lothi banumzane sikhathi sini na.
I felt the anointing of the Spirit, felt led to say what I did.
Ngivele igcobo lamoya ngeva ngiholeleka kusho lokho lengikwendile.
It was long, but yet I felt led to do it.
Bewumuthe kodwa noko ngive ngiholeleka ukuthi ngikwende.
And I think the Lord by His Word showed that what hour we're living.
Futhi ngicabanga ukuthi inkosi ngelive layo ikhombisile ukuthi lihora lini lesiphila kulo.
And make sure that we understand these mysterious things that's happening.
Futhi saqiniseka ukuthi siyadiconza letimbo lethi letimfihlakalo lokwendekako.
You know, the Bible said, the wise shall understand.
Niyathi iBhayibheli lathi labahlakaniphile batoconza.
But the nations and the people will grow weaker and wiser.
Kodwa tive nebani batawuya ngekuba buthakathaka kakhulu futhi bahlakaniphe kakhulu.
Just think, the average American now is in middle age about 20 years old. Weaker, but wiser.
Cabanga nje umAmerika losemkhathini nenzima manje usebudzaleni lobusemkhathini nenzima cishe eminyaka lengemashumi lamabili budzala ubuthakathaka kakhulu kodwa uhlakaniphe kakhulu.
They didn't have jet planes in them days and atomic warheads, but they lived a lot longer.
Bebete tindiza emajethi ngaleto tinsuku netikalte atom kodwa baphila isikhathi eside kakhulu impela.
We're getting weaker and wiser, and our own wisdom is what's going to destroy us.
Siyanga kuba buthakathaka kakhulu futhi siyahlakanipha kakhulu nokuhlakanipha kwethu ulicobo ngiloko lokuto sibhubhisa.
We will destroy ourselves. God will not destroy us. Our wisdom will destroy us.
Stoti bhubhisa thine ulicobo uNkulunkulu ngeke asibhubhise kuhlakanipha kwethu lokuto sibhubhisa.
It's always been that way, and so will it be again.
Bekuhlala njalo kungaleyo ndlela kanjalo kutoba njalo futhi.
Now, the Lord willing, next Sunday morning, not knowing now what I will speak on.
Manje inkosi ithanda ngelisombo lelitakwe ekuseni ngingathi manje ukuthi ngizokhuluma ngani.
But I trust that the Lord, if He lets us live and nothing happens, and it be His will.
Kodwa ngethemba ukuthi inkosi uma isivumela siphile futhi kungendeki lutho futhi kuba intando yayo.
We aim to speak another message next Sunday morning have prayer for the sick next Sunday night.
Sihlose ukukhuluma ngalomunye umlayeto ngelisombo lelitako ekuseni, sibe nemkhuleko walabagulako ngelisombo lelitako ebusuku.
Then it falls my lot to return back home to Arizona to take the family back so that the children can register in school.
Manje ke ngidliwa inkathi ukuthi ngibuyele ekhaya eArizona kubuyisela umndeni kuze bambana bakhona ukubhalisa esikolweni.
Then we'll notify you just as we can of the meetings as they mature or the times that we places that we aim to be.
Konake nito sitonatisa uma nje sisakhona ngemihlangano uma ivuthwa noma tikhathi lesi tindzawo lesihlose kuba kudo.
So God bless you all.
Ngako uNkulunkulu anibusise nonke.
Now tonight, knowing that I'm 15 minutes late to begin with.
Manje kusihlwa ngekwathi ukuthi ngebhute ngemizuzu lelishumi nesihlanu kwekuqala nje.
Quarter till 8 here in Jeffersonville. And that's about a quarter to 9 at the East Coast.
Imizuzu lelishumi nesihlanu ngaphambi kokuthi kushaye insimbi yesiphohlongo lapha eJeffersonville. Futhi lokho kucishe kube imizuzu lelishumi nesihlanu ingakashaye insimbi yesiphohlongo eEast Coast.
And then it's about 5 o'clock on the West Coast.
Bese futhi sekucishe kube insimbi yesihlanu eWest Coast.
So now we are just about sundown here.
Ngako manje cishe nje sisekushoneni kwelanga lapha.
And I want to speak to you for just a short service to try to find the anointing of the Spirit and then call the prayer line.
Futhi ngifuna ukukhuluma nani kube inkonzo lemfishane nje kutama kutfula ugcobo lwamoya bese ke ngibita line lalabakhulekelwako.
Now I want the congregation here as well as the congregation assembled at other places.
Futhi ngifuna lelibandla lapha kanjalo nelibandla lelibuthene kuletinye tindzawo.
Find some man, some brother that's anointed by the Spirit.
Ngithwale enye indvodza lomunye umnakethu logcotshwe ngamoya.
And when we start praying for the sick, go lay hands upon those that's in your congregation.
Futhi masiqala ukukhulekela labagulako, ahamba beke tandla etuka labo losebandleni lenu.
Remember, God is omnipresent. He is everywhere.
Kumbulani, uNkulunkulu usendzaweni tonke, ukuyo yonke indzawo.
So down in Texas, over in California, up in Arizona, wherever you are.
Ngakwendase Texas, ngale California, etule Arizona, noma nikuphi.
Lay hands on those that are sick when we start praying for the sick.
Nibeke tandla etuka labo labagulako masiqala ukukhulekela labagulako.
And I'm sure God will hear and answer prayer.
Futhi nginesiqiniseko ukuthi uNkulunkulu uTahova futhi aphendule umkhuleko.
Strange thing last Sunday night, and the anointing was going on in the Holy Spirit.
Kwimbele ngakejwayeleki ngelisombolo lendlulile ebusuku neligcobo lalichubeka nemwalo oyingcwele.
It's quite a thing I hadn't had a line of discernment for months and months since I was here the other time.
Kwakuyintwa ngempela bengikade ngingenalo lili line lekuhlola ngembono tinyanga netinyanga kusukela ngibe lapha.
Then to walk up there under a promise, you don't know that he'll do it.
Bese ke kuhamba ngenyukele lapha ngaphansi kwesethembiso awathi ukuthi utokwenda.
You can't say he'll do it.
Ungeke uthi utokwenda.
You just got to walk up there and wait.
Ufayele nje uhambe wenyukele lapho futhi ulinze.
He's sovereign. He does what he wants to.
Ubusa konke wenda lokho lafuna kukwenda.
But stand there and wait to see what he will do.
Kodwa mani lapho futhi ulinze kuze ubone ukuthi utokwendani.
Then feel it break through on you like that.
Bese ke uliva libhobokela kuwe kanjalo.
And at the end of the meeting, not knowing who it was,
but there'd
been a man somewhere along the line that was tall, bald on top, and he was a very sick person.
Then right at
last there was a man appeared here on the platform.
Kwase kuthi-ke ekugcineni kwaba khona indvodza lebonakala lapha ngembili.
And had his head down and looked like he was suffering, holding himself around the stomach.
Futhi beyibhekisa inhloko yayo phansi, futhi beyibukeka kwangathi iva buhlungu itibambe esiswini.
And I thought that must be that first man or second man or whatever it was that I prayed for him.
Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi kufanele kuba ngulendvodza yokuqala noma indvodza yesibili noma kwakukunini lengayikhulekela.
Because he was bald and was holding his head down, a large man stooped over.
Ngoba beyinembandla futhi beyibambe inhloko yayo ibheke phansi indvodza lenkulu igubutsisile.
But I looked around and I found the gentleman sitting out there, but he was rejoicing.
Kodwa ngaqalata futhi ngamfula lo mnumzane elihloniphekile ahleti athi tecekelele lapho kodwa bekathokotile.
I thought, where is it?
Ngacabanga kukuphi na?
I couldn't decide where it was at.
Angincumanga ukuthi kwakukuphi.
I could feel it and see the man before me.
Ngangikuva futhi ngibona le ndvodza embi kwami.
I felt it pull around this way and it was coming from back.
Ngakuva kudonsa ngalapha futhi kwakuvela ngemuva.
I looked at Brother Neville and these two sitting here, it wasn't them.
Ngabuka umnethu Neville nalabalababili labahleti lapha bekunesibo.
I said, the man is on the inside of that baptistry back there. And you know who it was? Brother Shepherd.
Ngase le ndvodza engekhasi kwalelo chibile kubhabhathisela leli sesonveni ngemuva lapho futhi nathi ukuthi kwakungubani na umnethu Shepherd.
Reason I couldn't recognize him, he sat back there with his head bowed, praying.
Sizathu ngingamcondzanga ukuthi bekahleti emuva lapho enhloko yakhe ikhotheme akhuleka.
He thought he was going to die, has thought that for the last few weeks.
Bacabanga ukuthi utokufa ukucabangile lokho emaviki lambalwa lendlulile.
His wife told him, go get a new pair of shoes, and he said, I won't need them. I won't be here that long.
Umkakhe umtshele ukuthi ahambe ayothenga emapheya lamasha ecathulo futhi wathi ngeke ngidinge ngeke ngibe lapha sikhathi leside kangako.
And he met me the other day and up there in the yard, Brother Woods is shouting and praising God.
Futhi wahlangana nami ngalelinye ilanga etulu lapho ebaleni umnathu Wood akhona amemeta futhi adumisa uNkulunkulu.
Said I'm eating bacon, eggs, tomatoes, anything I want.
Wathi ngidla ibacon, emacanza, ematamatisi noma yini lengiyifunako.
Humbly giving up his seat, getting back in there out of the way and praying.
Futhi ngakutithoba anikela ngesitulo sakhe abiyela ekhatsi lapho akhwesha endleleni futhi akhuleka.
See, you don't need a prayer card. You only need faith, see?
Niyabona, awulidzingi ikhadi labakhulekelwako, udzinga ukukholwa kuphela, niyabona na?
I didn't know whether he was healed or not. I just said, a man praying has got something wrong.
Manje bengingathi noma waphiliswa noma cha, ngavele ngathi nje indvodza lekhulekako inalokuthitshe lokungalungi.
I think it called what it was, stomach trouble, and praying back behind here.
Ngicabanga ukuthi wakubida ukuthi kwakuyini kuhlushwa sisu futhi ikhuleka ngemuva lapha.
The Lord Jesus make you well.
Inkosi Jesu yakuphilisa.
Now that's all I could tell.
Manje ngiloko kuphela ebengingakusho.
The pull was that he was praying.
Lo mdonsi wawungulokuthi beyikhuleka.
I could see it, but what happens, I don't know.
Ngangubona kodwa ukuthi kwentekani angathi. Niyabona na?
But when you see it come back, everybody's aware. When it says, thus saith the Lord. See, that's not me speaking no more then. That's him.
Kodwa uma uva ubuya, wonke umuntu uyeva uma uthi, isho kanje inkosi, niyabona. Loyo akusimi lokhuluma konhlobo ngaleso sikhathi, loyo nguye.
But I always say, Jesus Christ has made you whole. That's exactly the truth.
Kodwa ngihlala njalo ngithi Jesu Kristu kusinzisile, lelo liqiniso impela.
He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes, we were healed.
Yalinyatwa ngencwadi phambeko tethu ngemivimba yayo siphilisiwe thine niyabona na niyabona na.
But when it comes thus saith the Lord and tells you what to do and what's going to happen, watch that, it'll be that way.
Kodwa uma ufika isho kanje inkosi futhi ukutshele ukuthi yenda ini nekuthi kutokwendekani kubukusise lokho kutawuba ngaleyo ndlela.
When I say Jesus Christ heals you, makes you whole, you believe it. Because he's already said it. I'm just repeating what he said.
Kodwa mangithi Jesu Kristu uyakuphilisa futhi uyakusindzisa, kukholwe ke wena ngoba sewuvele ukushito, ngiphinda nje lokho la kushito.
In a vision is just repeating what he showed. You understand?
Nembono kuphinda nje lokho la kukhombisile, niyaqonda na?
Now, may we hurry up and get right into the word, because I know that many of you are here. Got long miles to travel tonight.
Manje sisheshise singene ngo evini ngoba ngiyathi kusabanengi benu balapha banemamayila lamadla batowahamba kusihlwa.
I pray that God will bless you, help you, and protect you along the roads.
Ngiyakhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu utonibusisa anisite futhi anivikele emigwaqweni.
And now, I wish to turn tonight to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, and verses 1 to 11 in St. Matthew.
Futhi manje ngifisa ukuvula kusihlwa kuMateyu longcwele sahluko semashumi lamabili nakunye nemavesi lokuqala kuya kulelishumi nakunye kuMateyu longcwele.
And now, if you don't have your Bible, or if you want to jot down these scriptures, all right.
Futhi manje uma ungenalo iBhayibheli lakho noma uma ufuna ukubhala phansi le mibhalo kulungile.
Now to you who never heard the message this morning and you have a tape recorder.
Futhi manje nginini leningakawuva lo mlayeto manje kuseni futhi ninayo i tape recorder.
We never solicit selling tapes. We never solicit selling anything.
Asifuneli ukuthengisa ema tape, asifuneli ukuthengisa noma yini.
Sometimes in a big meeting they announce they got some books back there.
Ngalinye isikhathi enkonzweni lenkulu batomemetela ukuthi banetincwadi emuva lapho.
We don't make anything out of them. Brother Dale's a writer.
Asaki Nzuzo, umnayetu Veil, nguye umbhali.
The tapes, the man operates the tape business there will tell you, we don't make no tape money.
Ema tape, lo mlo sebenda ibhizinisi yema tape lapho utonitshela asendi imali yema tape.
We don't take the tapes, it's the message.
Asi akusiwo la mateyipu, ngulo mlayeto.
And when a man gets on his mind that it's money, he ain't gonna make tapes no more. That's right.
Futuma umuntu afaka engqondweni yakhe kuthi loko imali, ngeke aphinze asawende la mateyipu, kunjalo.
I was asking about it, I think our tapes sell about under $5 or something, 3 to 5 or something like that.
Bengibuta ngako, ngicabanga ukuthi ematape ethu athengisa cishe ngaphansi kwemadola sihlanu noma lokuthi itshe lamathathu kuya kula sihlanu noma imvo lefana naloko.
What I say? 3 and 4 for them big long tapes.
Uthinina lamathathu nalamane kulawo lamakhulu ematape lamathe.
And a certain minister asked about one of his tapes and it was $9.
Nemfundisi lothite ngibute ngalenye ematape akhe futhi beyingemadola layimfica.
About 20 minutes or 30 of a message.
Cishimzuzu lengamashumi lamabili noma langemashumi lamathathu emlayeto.
So I see that our brother Softman back there is not getting rich any of them on these tapes that they're putting out.
Ngako ngiyabona ukuthi umnayeto Softman emuva lapho akanjingi noma ngibaphi babo ngalama tape laba wakhiphako.
See they make just enough to get bound.
Ngiyabona benda lenele nje kuze bachubeke nako.
Can't ask them to make them for nothing because they have to buy the tapes and everything else.
Ngeke ngibacela ukuthi bawendele imali ngoba bafanele bawathenge ama tape nako konke lokunye.
Machinery is very expensive. Costs about $10,000 to get set up to make those tapes to begin with.
Nale machine ayidule kakhulu ibita cishe tinkulungwane letilishumi temadola ukuqala kuwenda lawo ma tape kokuqala nje.
Now I understand soon I haven't announced it yet, but there's a tape hearing again.
Manje ngiyaqonza masinyane ngikumemetele noko kodwa kunekulalela i-tape lokukhona futhi.
Ever so often, the trustees, I have nothing to do with it at all. I don't even know it none of the meetings. It's another mere pro or con.
Njalo nje kanengisi emagonsa angaphathelani ngalutho nako nhlobo. Anginako ngisho angizange nakumunye wale mihlangano akusiso siso senesizathu lesikahle nalesikabi.
They turn in their bids. The trustees decide who is the next man to make tapes and they send him a letter. That's all I know about it.
Bakugcukela ekubhideni kwabo emagonsa ngiwo lanquma ukuthi ngibani umuntu olandzelako lotokwenda ema tape futhi bamthumelela incwadi ngiloko kuphela lengkwadiko ngako.
They take care of that because I can't even dedicate babies, let alone take care of tapes. So, are baptized.
Baya kunaka loko ngoba angikholi ngisho kubusisa abantwana ingasaphathwa ke kunaka ema tape ngako noma kubhabhatisa.
So I've got my mind set on this message. That's that third pull and it's the one I must be loyal and reverent to.
Ngako ingqondo yami ngibeke kulomlayeto lo ngulomdonso wesithathu futhi ngiwo lengifayele ngethembeke kuwo futhi ngiwuhloniphe.
Matthew 21:1-11 I said that so you could be watching further or turning to the scriptures.
Mateyu wemashumi lamabili nakunye lekuqala kuya kulelishumi nakunye ngisho lokho kude nikubukusise noma nivule imibhalo.
And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives.
futhi uma futhi uma sebasonzele eJerusalema futhi sebafikile eBethphage ngasenthabeni yeminqumo.
Jesus sent two of his disciples and saying unto them,
Jesu wathumala ababili bebafundzi bakhe futhi wathi kubo,
Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her.
Hambani edolobhaneni lelibhekene nani, khona masinyane ndawuthola imbongolo ikhungiwe nelithole likanye nayo.
Loose them and bring them to me.
Tithukululeni ntilethe kimi.
And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say the Lord has need of them, and straightway he will send them.
Futhi ma umuntu asho lutho kini ndawuthi inkosi yatidzinga futhi masinyane utawutithumela.
This was all done that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by the prophet, saying.
Loku konke kwendiwa ukuthi kugcwaliseke lokwashiwo ngumprofeti athi.
Tell ye the daughters of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee meek, setting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass.
Tshelani madodzakati aseSiyoni ukuthi. Bheka inkosi yakho ita kuwe imnene igibele embongolweni nasetholeni lembongolo.
And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them.
Futhi bafundzi bahamba benda njengoba Jesu bekabayalile.
And they brought the ass and the colt and put on them their clothes and they set him thereon.
Futhi baletha imbongolo nelithole futhi babeka impahla tabo etikwato futhi bamhlalisa etikwato.
And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way.
Futhi sicukule sikhulu sandlala tembatho taso endleleni.
And others cut out branches from the trees and strew them in the way.
Futhi abanye bagawula imagala etihlahleni futhi bawendlala endleleni.
And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David.
Nesicukule besihamba embini nalebesilandzela tamemeta tathi hosana kuyo indvodzana ya David.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Ubusisiwe lotakwe egameni lenkosi hosana kulelisetulu.
And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this?
Futhi wathi nasangenile eJerusalema lonke idolobha lanyakade lithi ngubani lo?
And the multitude said, This is Jesus the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee.
Nesicuku sathi lo nguJesu umprofeti waseNazaretha yaseGalile.
Now if I would take a text from that for about 30 minutes before the prayer line begins,
Manje uma bengingathatha sifundo kuloko cishe kwemizuzu lengamashumi lamathathu ngaphambi kokuthi kuqale line lemkhuleko.
I would like to take this for a text. What is the attraction on the mountain?
Bengingathanda kuthatha lokho ukuthi kube sihloko yindle lekhangako kulenthaba.
Now, it had been a very weary, nervous day. And it's an unusual day.
Manje kwakukade kungilolu khathalisanako impela lusuku lolugulisa imizwa futhi kwakulusuku lolungakejwayeleki.
We find Jesus here coming up to Jerusalem ready to attend the Passover.
Sithola Jesu lapha akuphukela eJerusalema asalungele kuyongenela iPasika.
And the Passover is where the Paschal lamb was killed and the blood was spread upon the mercy seat for the atonement for the people.
Nasepasikeni kulapho lundlu leliphasika belibulawa khona nengadi beyifafata etuke sihlalo semusa kwendelwe kubuyisana kwebantu.
And he come up from Bethphage and had come to the top of the Mount of Olives.
Futhi bekakhuphukele asuka eBethphage futhi enyukele esicongweni sentsaba yeminqumo.
Which looks down upon another little hill where Jerusalem was built.
Lebuke phansi kulelinye ligquma lelincane lapho eJerusalem beyakhiwe khona.
As he looked to know that this was his final visit.
Futhi sabuka futhi wathi ukuthi lokhu bekukuvakasha kwakhe kwekugcina.
This was the time that when he would be delivered into the hands of sinful man, and they would kill him.
Lesi bekusikhathi lapho bekatonikelwa ngaso etandleni tebantu labadoni futhi bebatombulala.
He had died the horriblest death that was ever died by a mortal, and be buried.
Bekatokufa kufa lokwesabeka kakhulu kwendlula konke lokwake kwafiwa ngulo satawukufa futhi angcwatshwe.
He'd be betrayed by his own, some of them standing right with him.
Bekatotsengiswa bakhe lucobo labanye babo beme naye ngo.
And him being God knew what was in their hearts and knew from the beginning who would betray him.
Futhi yena angunkulunkulu bekathi ukuthi kwakunani etinhlitweni tabo futhi wathi kwasekucaleni ukuthi ngubani obekatomthengisa.
And though that man was with him who sat by his side and counted his money to him and so forth.
Futhi athi kusilo muntu bekakanye naye lebekahlala edute kwakhe futhi abala imali yakhe kuye kanjalo njalo.
Know that man would betray.
Athi kusilo muntu bekatomthengisa.
And knew that a cruel Roman cross waited for him out there.
Futhi athi ukuthi isiphambano semaRoma sesibhuku besimlinzile ngaphandle lapho.
He knew that his water and his body and the blood of his body would separate.
Bekathi ukuthi emanti akhe emtimbeni wakhe nengathi yemtimba wakhe kwakutokwehlukana.
And the blood would drop off of his forehead, great big drops like perspiration.
Nekuthi ingathi beyitothonsa esimongweni sakhe lamakhulukati emathonsi njengemjuluko.
He knew all that was before him.
Bekakwathi konke lokho lokwakusembi kwakhe.
And he stands upon the mountain looking over to Jerusalem.
Futumeti kwentaba abuka ngale eJerusalem.
The people of that day, what they call that day a better religious class of people, hated him.
Bantu bangalelo langa lebe bakubita ngalolo suku ngekuthi bantu betenkolo belizenga lelincono bebamtonza.
The churches of that day hated him and denounced him and denounced all that listened to him.
Emabandla ngalolo suku bekamtonza futhi bamgceka futhi bagceka bonke labo lebe bamlalela.
If they went and attended his campaigns, they were immediately excommunicated from the fellowship of the church.
Futhi uma bebahambile bangenela imikhankaso yakhe bebanqunywa ngekushesha esonveni enhlanganyelweni yelibandla.
No wonder the scripture said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. The ones who ought to have loved him, the ones who ought to have been for him, was his bitterest enemies.
Akumangalisi umbhalo wathi, weta kubakhe lucobo nebakhe lucobo abamemukelanga. Labo lebebafanele bamthanze, labo lebebafanele babe ngakuye, kwakutitha takhe lebeti babako leti baba kwendlula tonke.
And he had made up his little group out of a bunch of poor people, fishermen, tax gatherers, uneducated.
Futhi bekendeli cembu lakhe lelincane lelivela esicukwini sebantu labaphuyile, badobi, bathelisi, labangakafunzi.
The Bible said some of them was even ignorant. Unlearned.
The Bible last labanye babo beba bebangati lutho bebangakafunzi ngisho.
Some could not even sign their name. He never went to the churches to get his people.
Labanye bebangakwati ngisho ukusayina ligama labo. Akazange aye emabandleni kothola abantu bakhe.
And he never agreed with any of the church leaders.
Futhi akazange avumelane nanoma ngubaphi baholi bemabandla.
And besides that, he followed the very trend of a prophet.
Futhi ngaphandle kwalokho walandela yona impela inqubo yemprofethi.
He condemned everything that they done, as the ones before him had.
Walahla yonke into lebe bayendile njengalabo lebe bafike embi kwakhe lebe banako.
Because they were a portion of the word and he was the word in its fullness.
Ngoba bayingcenye yelivi futhi bekalivi ekugcwaleni kwalo.
But in the midst of all of it, through every age and every prophet that had been or would be.
Kodwa ekhathi kwako konke yonke iminyaka nawo wonke umprofeti wake wabakhona noma leyobakhona.
There's going to be a certain amount of people that's predestinated to hear that message. And they'll follow it.
Kutawuba nelinani lelithithe lebantu lomiselwe ngaphambili kuva lo mlayeto futhi batawulandzela.
Those ignore the crowds. They ignore the criticism of the unbeliever.
Laba batinaki tiqhuku abakunaki kugceka kwalongakholwa.
They have no argument with them.
Abanampikiswano nabo.
They've got one thing to do, that's believe. and to get every bit of it they can.
Banendwenye labangayenda loko kukholwa nekuthola konke nalokuncane kwalo labanga kuthola.
Soak it in. Like Mary who sat at the feet of Jesus.
Balenye njenga Maria lohlala etinyawe nta Jesu.
And Martha was fixing his dinner. And Jesus said to her,
Na Martha bekalungisa lidina lakhe na Jesu wathi kuye,
But Martha, you are so concerned about the things of life.
Kodwa Martha ukhathalela kakhulu tindwe tekuphila.
But Mary has sought the better things. See? The things of eternal life.
Kodwa Maria ufunile timbo letingcono niyabona, timbo tekuphila lokuphakathi.
Now we find that many of the people that had understood.
Manje sithola ukuthi labanengi bebantu lebebaqondzile.
They didn't have literature as we have today. They didn't have television or telephones or anything in that day.
Bebete tincwadi letifundwako njoba sinato namuhla. Bebete mabona kude noma tincingo noma yini yalolo suku.
But it then kindly breezed around that he was going to be at the Passover.
Kodwa bebathe kushaywa ngumoya endzaweni ukuthi bekatoba khona ePhasikeni.
For many of the people, being spiritual minded, knew that he was that Passover lamb.
Ngoba labanengi bebantu ngekuba ngulabacabanga kwakamoya bebathi ukuthi bekangulelo wundlu leliphasika.
Because he'd already told them the things that was going to happen.
Ngoba besavele abatshelile tintfo lebethi tokwenteka.
And then, of course, knowing that he was to be there and loved him the way they did, they was waiting for him.
Futhi ke kusobala bathi ukuthi bekatoba khona lapho futhi bamthanda ngalendlela bebenda ngayo bebamlindzele yena.
There was a crowd that was probably pushing, shoving from one gate to the other.
Kwakunesicuku mhlawumbe lebesifuca sishovana kusuka egedeni kuya kulelinye.
Watching out in every way, for they knew that one of the hours he would appear. They were watching.
Bebagadze indlela tonke ngoba bebathi kuthi ngalelinye lemahora bekatochamuka. Bebagadzile.
Others were wondering what was the matter with these people, running from gate to gate. What's the attraction?
Labanye bebamangala ukuthi kwakwenze njani ngalabantu labagijima besuka egedeni baye egedeni. Yini lekhangako na?
And they would look this way and look that way to find out.
Futhi bebabuka ngalapha babuye babuke ngale ukuthi bathole.
Looked like they were looking for something. Under expectation of something going to happen.
Kwakubukeka kwangathi kukhona lebakufuna ngaphansi kwekulindzela invo lezithi lebeyitokwenteka.
Oh, how I would like to change my text for a few minutes and say this, that's what's the matter today.
Oh, bengingathanda kanjani kunjinja sihloko sami imzuzu lembalwa futhi ngisho lokhu ukuthi nguleyo indzaba namuhla.
The people who are looking for him coming is under great anticipation and expectation.
Labantu labafuna yena eta ungaphansi kwalokukhulu kulangatelela nekulindzela lokuthite.
We can feel it. The pressure.
Singakuva kubanzetela.
And they're seeking, watching every move and every sign, comparing it with the scriptures.
Futhi bayafuna babuke konke kunyakade naso sonke sibonakaliso bakuchathanisa nemibhalo.
And when they seen all those things that was predicted of him, right up to the end, they know the end was nigh.
Futhi mase babone tonke leto timvo letashiwo kutingakendeki ngaye kuze kube sekugcineni ngqo bebathi ukuthi kuphela kwase kusonzele.
They wanted to be there. So they watched.
Bebafuna kuba lapho ngako bagatha.
Part of the crowds was following in the minority.
Ingxenye ticuku beyingakuye elidlanzaneni.
Some was against him, most of them. 90% was against him.
Labanye bebamelene naye, liningi labo, kulabanga emashumi layimfica ekhulwini bekamelene naye.
And that's about the way it is today.
Futhi lokho kuthi akube ngaleyo ndlela lokungiyo namuhla.
In the religious crowds, when it really come down to the word and Christ, there's about 1% that would believe it.
Etiqukwini tetengolo uma ngempela sekwehlela evini nakuKristu, kukhona cishe munye kulabalikhulu lebekalikholwa.
The other part wouldn't pay attention to it, no matter what was done.
Lenye ingxenye yayingalinaki nekulinaka akunandzaba ukuthi kwakwendiwani.
They'd pass off some kind of a joke or throw a slam about it.
Bebathi nje kwenda lihlaya lelithithe noma baligangklade.
Just about the same.
Kuthi nje akufane.
Things don't change very much. History just repeats itself around.
Skathi tindwa tinjinji kakhulu kakhulu umlando nje uyatiphinza pinza ndzawo tonke.
Well, we find that drawed a nervous tension. It had to. It must do it.
Yebo ke sithola ukuthi lokho kwadwansa kwesaba lalifanele lifanele likwende.
They were waiting, they were wondering what he would do when he got there.
Bebalindzele bebamangala ukuthi batokwendana uma sekafikile lapho.
They wanted to be there to get anything that he'd done. They wanted it.
Bebafuna kuba lapho ukuthula noma yini lebekayendile bebalifuna.
They wanted to see it, they believed him.
Bebafuna ukulibona bebamkholwa.
Others had heard he was coming and they went up there to make fun of him.
Labanye bebevile ukuthi beketa futhi benyukela lapho ukuthi bayohlekisa ngaye.
So after all the nervous anticipation, very unusual day, very unusual time.
Ngakho mba konke lokulangatelela ngekwesaba lusuku lolungakejwayeleki ngempela sikhathi singakejwayeleki ngempela.
Church is asleep. The people's nerve was on edge. There were so many people there. Then it happened.
Emabandla alele umuzwa wabantu wase usemgcengcemeni kwakunebantu labanengi kakhulu lapho kwase ke kuyendeka.
On top of Mount Olive come a little white donkey. Coming walking down the hill.
Esiqongweni sentsaba yeminqumo kwaqhamuka lencane imbongolo lemhlophe ida ihamba yehla egqumeni.
With a group of people fanatically screaming, pulling off palms, leaves off the trees.
Nelicembu lebantu bamemeta kakhulu ngebuhlanya bahwabula emacembe emasundu esihlahleni.
Throwing their clothes in the road, screaming, Hosanna to the Son of David that comes in the name of the Lord.
Bajikani bahlatabo emgwaqweni bamemeta kakhulu, Hosanna kuwe indodana ya Davide leta egameni lenkosi.
This little mule. His rider was none other than God's anointed Messiah of the hour.
I lomnyuz lomncane umgibelwawo bekungesiye lomunye ngaphandle kokuthi kwakungumesiya loqojiwe wankulunkulu welihora.
God then, what was he doing?
Ngulunkulu manje ke bekendani na?
What is that attraction up there on the hill?
Yini loko lokukhanga kwetu lapho egcumeni na?
It's God making history and God fulfilling prophecy.
Ngunkulunkulu aqopha umlando na nkulunkulu aqwalisa siprofeto.
And that always causes an attraction.
Futhi lokho kuhlala njalo kubangela kukhanga.
It brings all the critics up, the vultures of this morning's message, and the eagles also. See?
Kuvusa bonke bagceki emangce alomlayeto wanamhla ekuseni netinkozi futhi niyabona na?
They come together to find out what's going on.
Bahlangana ndzawonye ukuthola ukuthi kwendekani.
Some coming for curiosity. Some coming to find fault. Others coming to criticize.
Labanye betha ngokushisekela kwathi ngako. Labanye betha ukutfola liphutha. Labanye betha ukugceka.
There's all kinds gathered, as we said this morning, believers, make believers, and unbelievers.
Kunato tonke inhlobo letibuthene njengoba sishito manje ekuseni emakholwa bazenzisi nalabangakholwa.
What's on the mountain? Prophecy is being fulfilled.
Yini lesenzabeni na? Si profeto siyagcwaliseka.
Now we'll see what takes place.
Manje sitobona ukuthi kwendekani.
Now in the book of Zechariah in the 9th chapter and the 9th verse.
Manje encwadini yaZakariya esahlukweni sefica nelivesi lemfica.
Zechariah, one of the prophets, spoke in the spirit saying this.
Zakariya, lomnye wabaprofeti wakhuluma asemoyeni asho loku.
Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion.
Thokoza kakhulu, O madodakazi aseSiyoni.
Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem.
Memetani, O madodakazi aseJerusalema.
Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, having salvation.
Beka inkosi yakho itakuwe, ilungile, inensindiso.
Lowly, and riding upon an ass, upon the foal, a colt the foal of an ass.
Ithobekile, igibele imbongolo, elingonyaneni, lithole lembongolo.
Now, what was the matter with those scribes?
Manje kwakuyini indzaba ngalabo babhali na?
What was the matter with those priests?
Kwakuyini indzaba ngalabo bapriest na?
What was the matter with those religious people?
Kwakuyini indzaba ngalabo bantu betenkolo na?
This was wrote 487 years before it happened. By a vindicated prophet.
Loko kwabhalwa eminyakeni engamakhulu amane nemashumi lasiphohlongo nesikhombisa ngaphambi kokuthi kwendeke ngemprofethi lokuqinisekisiwe.
It was already put into writings and called the Bible, the scrolls of the Old Testament.
Futhi kwase kuvele kufakwe emibhalweni futhi kwabitwa ngeBhayibheli, imibhalo legoqotwa kweli Testamenti lelidzala.
Why couldn't they see that that's prophecy being fulfilled?
Kungani bangakhonanga kubona ukuthi leso siprofeto besigcwaliseka na?
The same reason they can't see it today.
Sizathu lesifanako bangakhona ukusibona namuhla.
They took the word of God and made it of none effect to the people by teaching for traditions, for doctrine, the traditions of man.
Bebathethe livu laNkulunkulu balenda langabi namsebenzi kubantu ngokufundisa bendele emasiko timfundiso letingemasiko emuntu.
And if scribes, preachers, ministers, spiritual men so-called, anointed ones, would only read the Bible, they wouldn't be wondering what's taking place. They would know what it is.
Futhi kuba umbhali, bashumayeli, bafundise, indvodza yakamoya lebitwa kanjalo, labagcotshiwe, bebafunde kuphela iBhayibheli, bebangeke bamangale ukuthi kwentekani, bebayokwazi ukuthi liyini.
Fulfilling his word.
Ngulungulu aqwalisa livu lakhe.
History was being made. Prophecy was being fulfilled.
Kwakuqophwa umlando, siprofeto sasigcwaliswa.
Salvation to the world was arriving.
Insinziso emhlabeni yayifika.
The great day that all the prophets had looked forward to.
Lusuku lolukhulu bonke abaprofeti bakade balubukile.
All that was in the grave was waiting for that day.
Wonga lo beka sethuneni beka lindzele lolo suku.
Think of it.
Hey, kucabange nje.
All that had died. All the righteous of the blood of the martyrs and the prophets.
Wonga lo beka file bonke labalungile bengathi labafela lukholo nebaprophet.
But you just screamed out, Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem.
Loko kuthi beka sandza kumemeta kakhulu nje, Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem.
You that stone every prophet that ascend to you and kill the righteous.
Wena logcoba ngematshe wonke umprofeti lengimthumela kuwe futhi ubulala labalungile.
How often I have hovered you as a hen that would have brooded, but you would not. But now your hour's come.
Wangaki ngifisa kukufukamela njengoba kwenta sikhukhukati emantshweleni aso kodwa awuvumi kodwa manje lihora lakho selifikile.
Everything that was in the grave, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all the prophets were waiting for this hour.
Yonke into lebeyisethuneni, Abraham, Isaka, Jakobe, bonke abaprofeti bebalindzele lihora.
And the church was blind to it.
Nelibandla laliphumuthekile kulo.
Who is this? Cause all this noise.
Ngubani lo lolobanga wonke umsindvo na?
Who is that fellow that said one time, is not that the carpenter's son over here?
Ngubani lo mfo na? Bage basho ngalesinye isikhathi akusuye le ndvodza na yembati ngalapha na?
We know him.
Siyamati.
Where did he get this wisdom?
Uthole phela lokuhlakanipha lokuna?
Why we don't seem connected with any of our schools?
Ngana simbona aqhumene noma ngusiphi setikolwa tethu?
We don't know any books he ever learned from.
Asathi tincwadi ake wafundza kuto.
Who is it?
Uyini yena?
He was the answer of the prophet's prophecy.
Bika impendvulo yesiprofeto semprofeti.
Here he comes, riding upon the foal of an ass. What an attraction!
Nang eta, akibelethwe le mbongolo, ukhanga lokunjepho.
God was fulfilling his promised word, the hour that had been waiting since 4,000 years.
Ngulungulu bekagcwalisa livu lakhe, lelethenjisiwe, lihora lebelikade lilindzile solo kwaba iminyaka letinkulungwane letine.
And Genesis, the 3rd chapter and the 15th verse, God had made the prediction.
UGenesis sahluko sesithathu nelivesi elishumi nesihlanu, uNkulunkulu bekakade ende inkulumo kungakendeki.
The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head, but his head shall bruise her heel.
Indalo yesifazane itawuhudla inhloko yenyoka kodwa inhloko yayo itawuhudla sithenze sakhe.
that prophecy down through the Bible that have been predicted of this man coming.
Leso siprofeto phansi kusukela eBhayibhelini lebesikade sishitiwe singakendeki ngalowo muntu lotako.
Here, just recently, there was a prophet who stood up among them that was vindicated, the prophet Zechariah, and he said that.
Futhi lapha khona madute nje bekunemprofeti wasukuma emkhathini wabo lwaqinisekiswa ukuthi ungumprofeti Zachariah futhi washo ukuthi,
you daughters of Jerusalem and you daughters of Zion, rejoice, shout, scream out.
Nina madodakati aseJerusalem, nani madodakati aseSiyoni, thokotani, nimemete, nimemete kakhulu.
For your king comes to you, meek and lowly and humble, riding upon the foal of an ass.
Ngoba inkosi yenu itakini imnene futhi phansi thobekile igebele etholeni lembongolo.
And here those people that read that scripture day by day watched him come riding in and cried, who is this?
Futhi lapha labo bantu bebafunda lo mbhalo lusuku ngelusuku bambukela eta agibele futhi bamemeta, ngubani lo? Niyabona na?
God fulfilling his word to the people that should have known what it was, but they didn't know it.
Ngulunkulu aqalisa livi lakhe kubantu bebafayele bathi ukuthi laliyini kodwa bebangalati.
When God fulfills his word, it always causes an attraction. Always does.
Uma uNkulunkulu aqalisa livi lakhe lihlela njalo libangela kukhangana njalo liyakwenda.
Causes an attraction. For it is the unusual.
Libangela kukhangeka ngoba alejwayeleki.
So unusual when he fulfills his word to the modern trend of the day.
Alikejwayeleki kakhulu uma agcwalisa livi lakhe engcubeni yeliningi yalolu suku lwesimanje.
Because the modern trend of the day don't believe in it. They have their own way.
Ngoba ingcubo yeliningi lesimanje lolu suku alikholelwa kulo, banendlela yabo uqobo.
Now, we see, and let us go back in the scriptures and take some other unusual events, just for a few more minutes, when God fulfilled his prophecy.
Manje siyabona futhi asibele emibhalweni futhi sithathe letinye tendakalo letingakejwayeleki ngemzuzu nje lembalwa ngesikhathi uNkulunkulu aqwalisa siprofeto sakhe.
When God says anything, he's going to do it.
Uma uNkulunkulu asho noma yini, utoyenda.
All heavens and earth will pass away, but that word can never pass away.
Onge mazulu nemhlaba kutawendlula kodwa lelo livi ngeke lendlule.
So it usually causes a scene, an unusual scene.
Ngawo ngalo kwejwayelekile libangela sigcawu, sigcawu lesingakejwayeleki.
Notice how ridiculous that the word of God to a people who's supposed to believe it, and yet it's so unusual they cry out, well, what's this?
Qaphelani ukuthi libulinyana kanjani livi laNkulunkulu kubani lofanele kulikholwa, kepha noko alijwayeleki kakhulu, bamemeta kakhulu, yebo-ke yini le?
Where'd you get that stuff? Who is this? What is this?
Uyitholephi leyo ndwo? Ngubani lo? Yini le?
When they ought to have been screaming, Hosanna! To the king that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Babe kanzi bebafayele ngabe bayamemeta, Hosanna! Enkosini letha igameni lenkosi.
But there's just a little group doing that. Just a little group.
Kodwa bekukhona nje licembu lelincane lelenda loku, licembu lelincane nje.
Of a 4,000 years of prophecy for the greatest thing that could ever happen to the nation.
Kweminyaka leti nkulungwane letine siprofeto sembo lenkulu kwendlula tonke ukuthi ike yenteke esiveni.
For all the hope of the dead rested upon it.
Ngoba lonke lithemba lalabafile laliphumule kulo.
All the future laid in it.
Lonke likusasa belilele kulo.
And the religious people that claimed they believe it were screaming out, who is it?
Nebantu betenkolo bebatisho ukuthi bayalikhola bekamemeta kakhulu, uyini yena na?
What's this attraction? Something unusual. About the same. Just don't change. Not unusual.
Futhi yini lele khanganako na? Imbo lengakejwayeleki. Cishe ngalokufanako akunjinji nje manje akejwayeleki.
Let's see some of the unusual things that suggested.
Ake sibuye letinye 13 letingakejwayeleki njengoba ngishito nje.
What was the attraction just before judgment struck the world and destroyed it by water?
Kwakuyini lebeyikhanga ngaphambi nje kwekuthi kwahlulela kushaya umhlaba futhi kubhubhise ngemanti na?
An old man, around 120 years old, building a boat when there was no water to float it in.
Likhehle lelapha ekhulwini nemashumi lamabili eminyaka budala lagasikebhe kanti kwakungekho manti lesitondanda kuwo.
Up there for years, standing in the door, building away on the interior, on the inside, and pitching it, inside and out.
Etu lapho eminyaka lime emnyango lisolo lakha kuleli ngekhathi liyangekhathi futhi liwuhuca ngekhathi nangaphandle.
Say the world's going to be swallowed up with water. The great scientific age.
Futhi lithi live litogwinya lonke ngemandi umnyaka lomkhulu wescience.
What is that pounding up on the hill up there?
Yini leyo leshayela etulu egcumene etulu lapho na?
Why is an old man by the name of Noah? And he's up there, the old fanatic.
Ngani likhehla libito lalo nguNoah futhi usetulu lapho luhlanya loludala.
The old man stood in the sun too long. His sunstroke.
Lelikhehla le mayelangeni sikhathi leside kakhulu liguliswa lilanga.
He's out of his mind. And he's building what he calls an ark. And saying waters is coming from up there where there is no water. And it's going to float all the people out.
Liphambene ingqondo futhi lakha loko lelikubita ngokuthi ngumkhumbi futhi lithi emanti lavela etulu lapho lakungenamanti khona futhi utondandisa bonke abantu kulendzawo.
And everybody that don't hear his message, and everybody that won't come into that ark, is going to be drowned.
Futhi wonke umuntu longawuva lo mlayeto wakhe, na wonke umuntu longeke aze angene kulowo mkhumbi utometiswa.
Did you ever hear such a thing? It was an unusual attraction.
Nike nayiva imvelo enjalo na, kwakukukhanga lokungakejwayeleki.
I imagine when the people wanted a good laugh, they went up and stood before the ark door and laughed.
Kwangathi ngiyabona lapho abantu bafuna lokumnandi kuhleka, bebenyuka bese bema embi kwemnyango wemkhumbi bese bayahleka.
Why you said it was going to rain 100 years ago?
Ngani wathi belitokuna eminyakeni lelikhulu ledlula?
Grandpa told me he heard you up here saying it's going to rain.
Mkhulu wangitshela ukuthi wakuva etulu lapha ukuthi litokuna.
And you're still beating around on this old piece of wood up here?
Futhi usasola ushaya situngeletane kulesincamo lesidala selukhuni etulu lapha.
Why don't you get next to yourself?
Yini ungahlakaniphi?
But it was God getting ready to confirm a promise and to fulfill a prophecy that his prophet had made.
Kodwa bekunguNkulunkulu alungisela kuqinisa sethembiso nekugcwalisa siprofetho umprofeti wakhe lebekasendile.
Very unusual. God fulfilling his promise to Noah. While others was laughing.
Akugejwayeleki inhlobo, uNkulunkulu agcwalisa sethembiso sakhe kuNowa ngesikhathi labanye ba-ahleka.
God was also getting ready to make history. To show to others, even to this day, that he keeps his word.
uNkulunkulu naye bekalungisela kucopha umlando, kukhombisa kulabanye ngisho nakulolu suku ukuthi uyaligcina livi lakhe.
No matter how unreal it seems unreasonable, he still keeps his word.
Akunandzaba ukuthi kubonakala kungesilo leliphatheka kangakanani futhi lingenangqondo usasolo aligcina livi lakhe.
He was making an example out of that old man pounding on that ark for these people here in America tonight and all over the world.
Bekakwenda kube sibonelo ngalelo khehla ligogodza kulowo mkhumbi salabantu laba lapha e-America kusihlwa nasemhlabeni wonke jikelele.
No matter what science says, what they say, this, that, or the other, he still keeps his word. He was making history.
Akunandzaba ukuthi science ithini, kuthini, bathini, loku, loku, noma lokunye, usasolo aligcina livi lakhe, bekacopha umlando.
What was the attraction one day? An unusual thing happened back in the wilderness. And it was a bush that was on fire.
Yini lebeyikhangana ngalelinye lilanga. Imbo lengakejwayeleki yendeka emuva ehlane futhi bekusihlahla lebesivutha.
And a runaway prophet was standing down in the wilderness.
Nemprofeti obalekako bekemendas ehlane.
He never heard no voice. Never heard no sound. But he looked and seen an unusual thing up on top of the mountain.
Akazanga eve kwasaphimbo, akazange eve kwasamsindvo kodwa wabuka wasebona imbwele engakejwayeleki etule esicongweni sentsaba.
God was trying to attract his attention. Same is it today.
Nkulunkulu bekatama kukhanga kunaka kwakhe kuyafana nanamuhla.
God was getting ready to fulfill his word by his prophet Abraham.
Nkulunkulu bekalungiselela ukugcwalisa livi lakhe ngemprofeti wakhe Abraham.
Your seed shall sojourn 400 years in a strange land. I'll bring him out with a mighty hand.
Indalo yakho yozulazula iminyaka lengemakhulu lamane evende lingatiwa ngiyobakhipha ngesandla lesinemandla.
And he was preparing a man for the job as he was preparing an ark for a safety place for all who would believe.
Futhi bekalungisela umuntu endlela lomsebenzi njengoba bekalungisa umkhumbi endlela yendzawo lephephile kubo bonke labo lebatokholwa.
God put this bush on fire and this sheep herder, Moses, said, I will just turn aside to see what this strange thing means.
Nkulunkulu wavutsisa lelihlathi leli nalomelusi wetimvu Moses wathi ndophambuka nje ukubona ukuthi lendvo lengakejwayeleki ichaza kuthini.
And when he got Moses up to the bush, he spoke to him.
Futhi mase kakhuphulele Moses kulelihlathi wakhuluma naye.
What was the attraction later in the pilot's hall when this sheep herder throwed down a stick and it turned into a serpent? God fulfilling his promise to Moses.
Yini lebe ikhangana kamuva eholeni laPilato ngesikhathi lomelusi wetimvu waphonsa phansi induku futhi yaguqwa yaba inyoka na? Nkulunkulu agcwalisa sethembiso sakhe kuMoses.
What was the attraction at the Dead Sea when Pharaoh's horses was all astonished?
Yini lebe ikhangana elwandle lolufile ngesikhathi emahashi afaro onke amangala?
When they seen a wind come down from the heavens and part the Red Sea from right to left.
Nesikhathi abona umoya lovungutako wehla uvela emazulwini futhi wehlukanisa lwandle lolubovu kusuka ngasekudla kuya ngesencele.
And a poor bunch of slaves walking in the duty of God walk across that on dry land.
Nesicuku setihlupheke tetigcila sihamba ngemsebenti wankulunkulu sihamba siwela emhlabathini lowomile na?
What was it? God keeping his word.
Kwakuyini na? Nkulunkulu agcina livi lakhe.
The deadness moved away. A living people went across.
Kufa kwakhwesha, bantu abaphilako bahamba bawela.
And a spiritually dead people tried to impersonate it and drowned it.
Nebantu labafile ngakwakamoya betame ukulingisa futhi bamita.
God fulfilling prophecy and making history.
Nkulunkulu aqalisa siprofeto futhi aqopha umlando.
That was the attraction at the Dead Sea.
Loko bekukukhanga elwandle lolufile.
What was the attraction the second day after that? At Mount Sinai.
Yini lebeyikhangana elisukwini lwesibili emva kwaloko entsabeni Sinai?
When all the people was commanded not to come at their wives.
Ngesikhathi bonke abantu ayalwa ukuthi bangayi kubafati babo.
When they asked to wash their clothes and sanctify themselves and gather around the mountain.
Ngesikhathi bacelwa ukuthi bawashe impahla zabo futhi batingcwelise bese babuthana bakaka indzaba.
Where a man by the name of Moses had said he met God in a pillar of fire.
Lapho indvodza libito layo linguMoses beyithi te yayibonane naNkulunkulu asensikeni yemlilo na.
And God had said to Moses, I'm going to come down amongst the people.
NaNkulunkulu bekathi te kuMoses ngidokwehlela phansi emkhathini webantu.
I'm going to confirm that what I told you and who I am, I'm going to show them that I am that God.
Ngidokuqinisekisa lokho lengakutshela kona nekuthi ngingubani, ngidobabonisa ukuthi ngingulowo uNkulunkulu.
That was attraction. God fulfilling his word.
Loko kwakukukhanga, uNkulunkulu wagcwalisa livi lakhe.
What was the attraction one day in history where a nation had forgot God?
Yini le beyikhangana ngalolunye lusuku emlandweni ngesikhathi sive sesimkhohliwe uNkulunkulu?
Where the people had become formal and indifferent.
Lapho bantu bese bagcina umthetho ngemehlo nje futhi bangasenandzaba nje.
Where the priests that all went with the modern trend.
Labo ba priest bonke bebahambe ngencubo yesimanje manje.
The prophets prophesied according to the will of the priest.
Ba prophet.
In that day, as usual, they had one man that they thought was a fanatic.
Futhi kulolo suku njengalokho ejwayelekile bebanendvodza yinye lebebacabanga ukuthi beyiluhlanya.
He talked about women wearing paint and everything, and he was a kind of an odd sort of a guy.
Bekakhuluma ngebesifazane bafake ependi nako konke futhi bekacishe abe luhlobo lwemfolo yinqaba.
And this old fellow had come down and said to the king, not even dues go to call, come until I call for it.
Nalo mfolo mdzala bekehlile futhi wathi enkosini akukho ngisho ematro latobita latofika ngize ngiwabite.
And we find out that he had hid himself and run away from it. And he hid out in the wilderness somewhere.
Futhi siyathola ke ukuthi bekakade atifihlile futhi wabaleka kuko futhi wabhaca ngaphandle ehlale endzawana thithi.
The company thought that maybe he had starved to death or perished.
Libekahambisana nabo bebacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe bekabulawe indlala noma wabhubha.
But he had been fed pretty well. Water too.
Kodwa bekakade ondliwa kahle impela aphiwa nemanti futhi.
And here he was, come down and said, do you see that I have thus saith the Lord?
Futhi nang lapho wehla futhi wathi, niyabona ukuthi ngina isho kanje inkosi.
Now, if you're not convinced yet, let's go up to the top of the mountain and prove who's God.
Manje, uma ningakeneliseki namanje, asesenyukele esiqongweni sendzaba futhi sifakazise ukuthi ngubani lo nguNkulunkulu.
Or he had another vision from the Lord.
Ngobe kanalo omunye umbono lovela enkosini.
He said, choose you an altar and make it, and choose ox and slay him.
Wathi kethani ne altar bese niyayenda bese niketha inkabi bese niyatibulala.
I'll make an altar of the Lord, and also I will put ox on mine.
Mine ngizokwenda ialtar yenkosi ngiphinde futhi ngizobeka inkabi nakule yami.
We'll both make a sacrifice and let the God that's God answer.
Sobabili sitakwenda umhlatshelo bese sivumela uNkulunkulu lo nguNkulunkulu aphendvule.
He'd have by no means done that if the Lord hadn't told him. He said so later.
Bengeke nhlobo akwenti lokho kube inkosi beyingakamtsheli washo njalo kamuva.
I've done this at all this at your command, Lord.
Ngikwende lokhu konke lokhu ngekuyala kwakho Nkosi.
But what's the attraction?
Kodwa yini lekhanganako na?
It's got 400 priests standing on the hill. And the king up there in his chariot. With all of his armors and guards standing around.
Kune bapriest abangemakhulu amane labeme egcumeni nengosi etu lapho enqoleni yayo natotonke etkhaltayo nabogadzi beme bayikakile.
And this old woolly fuzzy face looking man bald head and hairs hanging down over his face.
Nalena lenzala leneboya endvodza lenebuso lobubukeka bungacaci inembandle netinwele tilengela etukebuso bayo.
Piece of sheepskin draped around him, hairs all over his body. Standing up there with a stick in his hand, the cruse oil in the other hand.
Siqephu sesikhumba semvu ivunule ngaso netinwele wonke umtimba wayo imetu lapho nenvuke esandleni sayo nengulo yemafutha ngakulesinye sandla.
I just said 3 years and a half before that, not even dew will fall till I call from it for it.
Liyathi nje iminyaka lemithathu nengcenye ngaphambi kwaloko kungeke kube khona ngisho ematolo latokwehla ngize ngibite kuwo ngiwabite.
Taking the place of God with such things as halos and shatters and all they talk about.
Atatenza uyankulunkulu ngetintu letinjengaleto tindinglizi yekukhanya netithundi nako konke labakhuluma ngako.
And here that old fanatic standing up there on the hill, bringing all these people up there.
Fuslapha lolo hlanya lolidzala lumetu lapho egcumeni lwenyusela bonke labantu laba lapho.
What was that attraction?
Kwakuyini lokho kukhanga na?
It was God fixing to vindicate his prophet to be right. Was God fulfilling prophecy.
KwakunguNkulunkulu alungisela ukuqinisekisa umprofeti wakhe ukuthi uqinisile. BekunguNkulunkulu aqalisa siprofeti.
God also making history. Fulfilling the word.
KuNkulunkulu futhi acopha umlando aqalisa livi.
A few hundred years after that, there was a man anointed with that same spirit.
Iminyaka lengamakhulu ambalwa emva kwaloko, kwaba nendvodza lebeyigcotshiwe ngalowo moya lofanako.
And he come out of the wilderness. Not connected with any organizations, though his daddy was an organization man. A priest of an order.
futhi ivela ehlane ngakaxhumana noma ngutiphi tinhlangano nalokhu babe wakhe bekayindvodza yenhlangano umpriest weluhlelo.
But he come out of the wilderness dressed with a sheepskin around him.
Kodwa uvela ehlane uvunile isikhumba semvu.
Hair all over his face, instead of being gray, it was black.
Nwele bonke buso ba esikhundleni sekuthi tibe mbunga tathi mnyama.
What was this man's attraction that attracted all Jerusalem and Judea?
Kwakuyini kukhangeka kwalendvodza lebeyikhanga yonke eJerusalem neJudea na?
Some of them going out said there's a wild man down there. He's trying to drown the people in water. Who ever heard of such a thing as that?
Labanye babo baphuma base bathi kunendvodza yasendle endasi lapha itama ukuculisa abantu emandini. Ngubani wake weva imbole njengaleyo na?
Others were curious and saying this must be the Messiah.
Labanye babafisa kwathi ngaloko futhi bathi lona kufanele kube ngumesiya.
One of them said it could be one of the prophets.
Lomnye wabo wathi bekungaba ngilomunye webaprofet.
They didn't know what to think. But what was it?
Bebangathi ukuthi bacabangeni kodwa kwakuyini na?
It was God fulfilling Isaiah 40.
KwakunguNkulunkulu aqwalisa Isaya amashumi lamane.
Where he said, behold, what he would do in the last days. I would send his servant. What he would do.
Lapho athi khona bhekani lokho lebekato kwenda insukwini tekugcina ukuthi bekato yithuma kanjani inceku yakhe nekuthi beyitokwendani.
Then we find a few weeks after that man being so positive of his message till he said.
Ngawe siyathola emavikini lambalwa emva kwaloko leyo ndoda inesiqiniseko kakhulu ngemlado wayo yaze yathi.
There's one standing in among you whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear.
Ukwalo memkatsini wenu lotiqahlo takhe ngingakafanele ukutethwala.
He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, as I baptize you with water.
Udon babhatisa ngamoya longcwele nemlilo, njoba ngini babhatise ngemandi.
One day an ordinary young man, about 30 years old, walked down and was baptized.
Ngalelinye ilanga lejwayelekile nje insizwa lecishe ibe neminyaka lengemashumi lamathathu budzala, yahamba yehle yase iyabhabhatiswa.
And when this man come, there was such an attraction by the prophet.
Fusingesikas Leon Botsayifika kwakunaloku khulu kukhangela ngalo mprophet.
The prophet act strange that day.
Lo mprophet wena ngalokungakajwayeleki ngalelo langa.
The congregation couldn't help from watching the action of that prophet. When he was debating with the priest across the river.
Libandla likhonanga ukuthi bamba ikubukusiseni sento salo mprophet ngesikhathi anenkulumo mbikiswano neba priest ngesheya kwemfula.
They said God built this altar. God told us to do this.
But uNkulunkulu wakhalela altar, uNkulunkulu washela ukuthi sende lokho.
Moses is the prophet. We believe Moses. The sacrifice will never be done away with.
Moses ungumprophet. Siyamkhola Moses. Lo mhlatshelo ungeke uyekelwe.
I can hear John answer back. Said, have not you read in the scripture what Daniel the prophet said?
Ngiyamuva Johanna pendula athi, anifundzanga yini embhalweni ukuthi umprophet Daniel wathini?
The daily sacrifice will be done away with.
Umhlatshelo wemihla ngemihla utoyekelwa na?
That hour has arrived.
Futhi lo hora selifikile.
Have not you read what Isaiah said in the 40th chapter?
Anifundzanga yini ukuthi Isaya wathini esahlukweni semashumi lamane?
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord.
Live lalo memeta ehlane, lungisani indlela yeNkosi.
There's two prophecies for me.
Kunathi prophet letimbili tam.
And another thing, did not you recognize our prophet 400 years ago, Malachi?
Futhenwa nemqondzanga yino umprophet wethu eminyakele ngamakhulu lamane lendlula Malachi.
When he spoke in the third chapter, he said, behold, I send my messenger before my face to prepare the way.
Ngesikhathi akhuluma esahlukweni sesithathu futhi wathi, bhekani ngathuma sifunya sami phambi kwebuso bami kulungisa indlela.
Don't you know this fulfills prophecy? Prophecy was being fulfilled.
Anathi ngikuzwe lokhu kugcwalisa siprofetho na? Siprofetho besigcwaliswa.
And about that time, the prophet turned and said, behold, there comes the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Futhi kwathi ngaleso sikhathi umprofethi waguquka wase uthi, bhekani nako kutali wundlu laNkulunkulu elisusa sono selive.
Now what's the attraction?
Manje yini ekhanganako na?
It's changed from the prophet to his prophecy.
Kunti nje kusuka kumprofethi kwaya esiprofethweni sakhe.
Now notice what comes to pass.
Manje caphelani ukuthi yini lefezekako.
Here comes an ordinary man, known of no one, a carpenter's son. Come walking out in the water. When John the great prophet said, I have need to be baptized with thee, why comest thou to me?
Nako kuta umuntu phaqa longati wangumuntu indvotsana yembati eta aphumela emandini ngesikhathi Johane umprofeti lomkhulu wathi ngimi lengidinga kubhabhatiswa nguwe kuya ngani ukuthi ute kimi na.
He said, suffer that to be so, but as a prophet and the word, it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness.
Wathi vuma lokho ukuthi kube njalo kodwa njengemprofeti nelivi kusifayele kugcwalisa kulunga konke.
So he understood the sacrifice had to be washed before presented, and he baptized him.
Ngako wawuconza umhlatshelo ukuthi wawudinga ukugezwa ngaphambi kokuthi wethulwe futhi wambhabhatisa.
Now, there's another attraction takes place. When he went up out of the water.
Manje, kulalokunye kukhanga lokwendeka ngesikhathi akhuphuka aphuma emandini.
This prophet who had been so loyal to declare his age and the time.
Lo mprofeti bekathi athembeke kakhulu kumemetela umnyaka wakhe nesikhathi.
He looked up and he saw the heavens open.
Wabuka itulu wasobona amazulu avuleka.
He saw the spirit of God like a dove descending upon him.
Wabona umoya kaNkulunkulu njengelituba wehlela eti kwakhe.
And a voice saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
Neliphimbo lithi lo uyindvodzana yami letsandzekako lengithokotile ngayo.
God was vindicating a prophet's message what was attracting the attention at the Jordan.
Ngulunkulu baqinisekisa umlayito wemprofeti lo wawukhanga kunaka eJordan.
A brother sang a while ago, he was supposed to sing. On the hills far away stood an old rugged cross.
Umnakethu uculile esikhashaneni lesendlulile noma bekafayele acule entsabeni lekude kwemasiphambano lesidzala lesimadlakadlaka.
What's the attraction on Mount Calvary?
Yini lekhanga na kwentsabeni Calvary na?
When we see the religious world had condemned him and the Roman government had sentenced him to death.
Uma sibona umhlaba wetenkolo ukuthi bewumlahlile nahulumende wemaRoma bekamgwebe ukuthi afe.
And here he was, hanging between two malefactors, starving for a drink, blood running out of his body.
Futhi lapha bekalenga emkhathini wedigeleke ecele timbili, alambele kunatha emandi ingathi yopha iphuma emtimbeni wakhe.
There he hangs, crying, my God, why has thou forsaken me?
Nango alenga akhala, Kulunkulu wami, ungishiyeleni na?
And the religious people standing there looking at it.
Nebantu betenkolo bemelapho bakubuka.
Little did they know that the prophecy of the Old Testament was being met right there at Calvary that time.
Bebangathi ukuthi isiprofeti seTestament lelidzala kwakuhlangabetana naso khona lapho eCalvary ngaleso sikhathi.
David himself wrote, I fell into the spirit like all prophets. He acted like it was him.
David elicobo lakhe wabhala enda waba kumoya njengabo bonke baprofeti wenda kwangathi bekunguye.
David cried in the 22nd Psalm, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
David wakhala esihlabelelweni semashumi lamabili nakubili, Nkulunkulu wami, ungishiyeleni na?
All my bones, they stare at me.
Onke amathambo ami asebaleni.
They pierce my hands and my feet.
Babhoboze tandla tami netinyawo tami.
David speaking like it was him.
David akhuluma kwangathi bekunguye.
And it wasn't David, it was Christ in David.
Futhi bekungesuye David, bekunguKristu kuDavid.
And here the very prophecy that went forth of all the different prophets was being fulfilled on Mount Calvary.
Futhi lapha sona kanye leso siprofeti lesaphuma sabo bonke baprofeti labehlukene sasigcwaliseka enzabeni Calvary.
What's the attraction on Mount Calvary? God fulfilling his word.
Yini lekhanga na kwenzabeni Calvary na? Nkulunkulu agcwalisa livi lakhe.
Another attraction was on the mount was on the day of Pentecost.
Lokunye lokukhanga nako lokwakusenzabeni bekungelusuku lwePentecost.
When all of them was up there in religious feast, thought they got rid of all the fanatics.
Ngesikhathi bonke basetu lapha emkhosini wetenkolo bacaba ukuthi bese batichethile tonke tinhlanya.
They hadn't heard from them for 10 days.
Kwase kube tinsuku letilishumi bagcinile kuva ngabo.
All of a sudden, like a beehive, they broke out of the top of the building.
Kona masinyane nje njengemgqotsi wetinyosi bathi vumbo esitongweni sesakhiwo.
Out into the streets of screaming and carrying on.
Baphumela titaladini bamemeta kakhulu futhi bachubeka.
What is this? What meaneth this? Are all these men drunk?
Yini le kushokutin loguna, ngabe bonke labantu bazakiwe na?
Watch!
Buksisan!
And a prophet stood up among them, as the order of a prophet should be.
Nem prophet wasukuma wema emkhatsini wabo, njoba uhlelo lem prophet ulufanele lube njalo.
He said, ye men of Israel, and you that dwell in Judea, in Jerusalem, let this be known unto you and hearken to my words.
Futhi wathi, nina madodana ka-Israyeli, nani lena ke Judea eJerusalem, makwateke lokhu kini futhi nilalele emavi ami.
These are not drunk like you think they are.
Laba bakatsakwa njengoba nicabanga ukuthi banjalo.
But this is that.
Amen.
Which is spoken of by the Lord to Joel the prophet.
Kodwa lokho ngilokwa lokwakhulunywa yiNkosi ngaJoel umprofeti.
It shall come to pass in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
That was the
attraction. The religious people, after crucifying the Prince of Life and everything, still didn't see the promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
Bantu bengolo emva kokubethela inkosana yekuphila nako konke noma kunjalo abasibonanga sethembiso sekufika kwamalo ongcwele.
The attraction, who is this? What meaneth this? What's the matter with them people?
Kukhanga, ngubani lo? Kusho ukuthini lo kuna? Yini indaba ngalabo bantu na?
Oh my. It's the same today.
Oh hey, kuyafana namuhla.
We'll bypass a lot of this to bring it to this hour.
So when Langum Bialogu was sikulethe kuleli hora.
The same thing is today.
Imbole fanako inamuhla.
The same thing is taking place, the same questions asked. What's all that racket?
Imbole fanako iyendeka, umbuto lofanako uyabutwa. One wonge lo msindo na.
Look up and down the street, Carson, Michigan, Florida, from Maine to California.
Bugane tool na panse staladin, timoto leti vila e Michigan, kuya e Florida, kusuka e Maine, kuya e California.
This morning when I was riding out right afternoon, I was going down the street, wife and I was looking at license on cars. That's where I thought of this text.
Manje kuseni ngesikhathi ngigibele ngiphuma noma entsambama nje besehla ngesitaladi umkami kanye nami bengibuka ema license etimotweni futhi kulapho la ngicaba ngekhona ngalesihloko.
What meaneth? Just as it said, where the carcass is, there the eagles will gather.
Kwazi ngasho nje, lapho kunenyama khona, kulapho inkosi iyobuthana khona.
I said to my wife, honey, you remember the last night when I had to say goodbye to everything that was dear to me on earth and go into the fields to start something that God had said do?
Ngathi kumkami sithandwa. Uyakhumbula ebusuku bayitolo ngesikhathi ngidingeka ukuthi ngithi akusale kahle konke lokho lokwakuthandzeka kimi emhlabeni futhi ngiya emasimini ngiyocela indvo lezithe ngulungule bekathithe angiyende na.
You sing that song, oh they'll come from the east and the west.
Wena wahlabela lelo culo, oh bayofika bavela empumalanga nasentshonalanga.
They come from the lands afar.
Bavela emaveni lakhashane.
To feast with our king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are. Beholding his hallowed face, aglow with love divine.
Blessed
partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown will shine.
Bahlanganyela ababusisiwe bomsa wakhe, njengamatshana laligugu emchelweni wakhe bayokhanya.
That's what the attraction is. The predestinated seed of God who can't do nothing else but follow it. Means more than life to us. Take our lives, but don't take that. What is the attraction? God, as usual, fulfilling his word. He's fulfilling the word of Zechariah. Again, the prophet Zechariah. We read the ninth verse a while ago. When Jesus entered his temple, entered Jerusalem, riding on a little white donkey.
Lapho ngifunde khona ivesi lemfica esikhashana lesendlulile ngesikhathi Jesu angena eThempelini lakhe agibele noma angena eJerusalema agibele kulencane embongolo lemhlophe.
the prophecy was fulfilled that Zechariah said.
Si profeto sagcwaliseka Zakharia libeka sishito.
Here it is. Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion, shout, O daughters of Jerusalem.
Nasi, chablan gakul o matutagati asesioni, memetani o matutagati ase Jerusalem.
Behold, our king is coming unto thee.
Pigani ngosienu itagini.
He is just and having salvation, lowly riding upon an ass, and upon the colt the foal of an ass.
Ilungile futhi nensindiso ngaloku phansi igibele embongolweni nasetfoleni lelithuna lelihashi lingonyane lembongolo.
That's what the attraction was at Jerusalem, at the religious headquarters.
Kwakungiloko ke lebe kukhangana eJerusalema kulenhloko hovisi yetenkolo.
Now, we see a last day happening.
Manje sibona kwendeka kwelusuku lokugcina.
Let's just turn a few pages on in Zechariah and see what he said about it.
Let's turn over then for the last days. Zechariah chapter 7.
Let's turn over then for the last days. That was the middle age. Let's turn now to the last days. And turn over to Zechariah, the 14th chapter. And beginning with the 4th verse and listen.
Futhi sivule ngale kuZakhariya, sahluko selishumi nakune, futhi sicale ngelivesi lesine, futhi lalelani.
And we're going to read down a portion of the scripture, about 9 verses, from 4 to 9. Listen close.
Futhi sitawufunda sehle ingxenye yembhalo, cishe amavesi ayimfica kusukela kulesine kuya kulemfica lalelisisane.
And it's prophesying of his coming, the last days. Listen close now.
Futhi kuprofeta ngokufika kwakhe tinsuku tekugcina lalelisisane manje.
This is thus saith the Lord, it's the scripture, Zechariah 14.
Lulangu isho kanje inkosi imibhalo Zechariah welishumi nakune.
Remember Zechariah 9, what it said? And they didn't recognize it.
Kumbulani Zechariah wemfica lathini na futhi abaliconzanga.
Now what is it today, Zechariah 14? Speaking of his coming.
Manje kwini namhla na Zechariah welishumi nakune akhuluma ngokufika kwakhe.
And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives again. Which is before Jerusalem, on the east.
Lesembikwe Jerusalem ngasempumalanga.
On the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof towards the east and towards the west.
Etikwenzaba yeminqumo iyochegeteka ekhathi kuya ngasempumalanga nekuya ngasentshonalanga.
And there shall be a very great valley.
Futhi kutawuba nesigodi lesikhulu kakhulu.
Half of the mountain shall be moved towards the north and half towards the south.
Half yelenzaba yosuswa kuya ngasenyakatho ne half kuya ngaseningizimu.
And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains.
Futhi niyobalekela esigodini setinzaba.
For the valley of the mountains shall reach from Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like you fled in the days of the earthquake, in the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah.
Ngoba sikhozi setinzaba siyofinyelela kusuka eAzila ya niyobaleka njengalokhu nabaleka etinsukwini tekutamatama kwemhlaba ngetinsuku ta-Uziya inkosi yakaJuda.
Another earthquake splitting open the earth.
Lokunye kutamatama kwemhlaba kwavula gethu umhlaba.
If you want to follow out a scripture here, notice in this 5th verse, it applies that the cleaving of the Mount of Olives is due to an earthquake.
Umanfuna kulandzela umbhalo lapha, caphelani kulelivesi lesihlanu lapha, lisebenza ekutheni kuchegeteka kwentsaba yeminqumo kungenxa yokutamatama kwemhlaba.
And this is confirmed by Isaiah 29:6 and Revelation 16:9.
Futhi lokhu kuqiniswa ngu-Isaya wemashumi lamabili nemfica lesithupha nasambulo selishumi nesithupha lemfica.
Exactly, what is it?
Ngamashikwini na?
The same prophet told of his first coming, seen his second coming.
Umprofeti ofana wakhuluma ngokufika kwakhe kokuqala wakubona ufika kwakhe kwesibili.
Notice, as in the days of the earthquake.
Caphelani, njengasetinsukwini tekutamatama kwemhlaba.
See what the earthquakes are doing? See the predictions of them?
Niyabona ukuthi ukutamatama kwemhlaba kwendani na? Niyayibona imbiko yako kungakendeki na?
And the Lord your God shall come and all of his saints with thee.
Futhi inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho iyofika nabo bonke labangcwele bakhe kanye nawe.
And it shall come to pass in that day
Hallelujah. In that day, the light shall not be clear or dark.
Futhi kuyokwendeka ngalolo suku. Hallelujah. Ngalolo suku ukuthi kukhanya kuyoba lufifi noma kube mnyama.
But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night.
Kodwa kuyoba lusuku lunye lolune, lusuku lunye loluyokwatiwa iNkosi, kungabi imini, kungabi busuku.
But it shall come to pass that in the evening time it shall be light. Oh God.
Kodwa kuyokwendeka ukuthi ngesikhathi sakusihlwa kube nekukhanya, oh Nkulunkulu.
It shall be light about the evening time.
Kutaba nekukhanya cishe ngesikhathi sakusihlwa.
Same prophet. And the people is blind.
Umprofeti lofanako nebantu uphumbuthekile.
What's the attraction?
Yini lekhangako na?
Let's read a couple more verses.
Ake sifunde lamanye futhi amavesi lamabidlana.
And it shall be in that day that the living water shall go forth from Jerusalem.
Dawuthi ngalolo suku kuphuma emanti laphilayo eJerusalem.
Half of them towards the former sea and half towards the hinder sea.
Ihafu yawo kuya ngaselwandle lolungaphambili nehafu kuya ngaselwandle lolungasemuva.
In the summer and winter shall it be, the gospel going forth both Jew and Gentile.
Kube sehlobo na ebusika kuyoba njalo livangeli liyahamba liya embili bobabili umJuda newetive.
And the Lord shall be king over the earth in that day, and there shall be one Lord, and his name one.
Futhi nengosi iyoba ingosi etikwe umhlaba ngalolo suku, futhi kutaba nengosi yinye neligama layo libe linye.
It shall be light about the evening time, right the way to glory you will surely find.
Kuyoba khona kukhanya cishe ngesikhathi sakusihlwa, kunjalo indlela leya engathi mlweni impelani yoyithola.
In the waterway is the light today.
Endleleni yemanti kukhanya namuhla.
Buried in the precious name of Jesus.
Ningwatshwe egameni leligugu lajesu.
Young and old, repent of all your sins.
Labancane labadzala phendukane etoneni tenu tonke.
The Holy Ghost will surely enter in.
Umoya ongcwele ngempela uyongena.
The evening light has come.
Kukhanya kwakusihlwa sekufikile.
It is a fact that God and Christ are one.
Kuliqiniso ukuthi uNkulunkulu naKristu bamunye.
See where we're at?
Niyabona ukuthi sikuphi na?
Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The signs that our prophets foretold.
Dive tiyehlukana. Israel uyaphaphama. Tibonakaliswa baprofeti abatisho ngaphambili.
That earthquake to the Gentiles to the last day.
Loko kutamatama kwemhlaba kwebetive kulolu suku lokugcina.
The Gentile days numbered with horrors and cumbers.
Tinsuku tebetive tibaliwe ngekwesaba lokukhulu okuvimbako.
Return, O dispersed, to your own.
Buyani o labahlakatekile kubakini.
You that have been kicked out in these arks carried on new carts, get out of there before death strikes you.
Wena lokahleliwe nale miphongolo lethwala ngetinqolwa letinja, phuma lapho ngaphambi kokuthi kufa kukushaye.
God has confirmed it. It shall be so.
Nkulunkulu uliqinisile, kutawuba njalo.
Let us turn over to another scripture in the Old Testament. Malachi, the fourth chapter. And read that little fourth chapter.
Asesivule ngale kulomunye umbhalo eTestamentini lelidala. Malachi sahluko sesine, futhi sifunde leso sahluko sesine lesincane.
Behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be as stubbles.
Bheka liyeta lusuku lolutawuvutha njengelitiko, futhi bonke labathi qhenyako, ya bonke labenda lokubi bayawuba njengemabibi.
Now this is not, this Malachi 3 was the first coming now. Here's the next coming.
Manje lo akusuye lo ngumalaki wesathu kwakukufika kwekucala manje naku kufika lokulandzelako.
Even the Dr. Schofield here, I certainly don't agree with him in his footnotes, but he's got it lined out here, right?
Ngisho na Dr. Schofield lapha impela angivumelani naye emanotini akhe lawabhale ngendasi ekugcineni, kodwa ukulayinise kahle lapha.
The commission of John, the Malachi 3, and the second coming of Christ and Elijah beforehand.
Umsonde kuthunya kwa Johane kumalaki wesithathu ne kufika kwesibili kwa Kristu na Eliya kuqala kunjalo.
All the proud shall burn, up saith the Lord of hosts.
Bonke labatiqhenya kobayosha baphele isho inkosi yamabandla.
And it shall leave them neither root nor branch.
Futhi aliubashiyela kwamphandze nagala.
Where's the eternal hell then?
Sipike sihogo saphakathi ngaleso sikhathi na.
But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness rise with healing campaigns, healing in his wings.
Kodwa kini leni lesaba ligama lami kuyawuphuma lilanga lekulunga nemikhankaso yokuphilisa kuphilisa emaphikweni alo.
You shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
Nawuphuma futhi nitshekule njengamathole esibaye.
And you shall tread down the wicked.
Futhi niyonyathela phansi lababi.
They shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in that day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts.
Baba ngumlosa ngaphansi kwemasa etinyawo tenu ngalolu suku lolo lengiyakwenda lokungalo isho inkosi yamabandla.
Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb, for all Israel, the statutes and judgments.
Kumbulani umthetho wa Moses inceku yami lengamyala yena eHoreb ngayo wonke Israyeli timiso nesahlulelo.
Here's the coming of Elijah.
Nako kufika kwa Eliya.
Behold, I will send to you Elijah the prophet.
Bikani awuthuma kini Eliya umprofeti.
The last closing scripture of the Old Testament.
Umbhalo lovalako wekugcina weli Testament lelidala.
I'll send to you Elijah the prophet before the coming of that great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Ngiyawuthuma kini Eliya umprofeti lungakefiki lolo suku lwenkosi lolukhulu nalolwesabekako.
Now that couldn't have been John.
Manje leyo bekungeke kube nguJohane.
No. See, the world wasn't burned up, the righteous walked out on the wicked. No, no.
Cha niyabona, umhlaba awushiswanga waphela nalabalungile bahamba ngaphandle etikwalababi, niyabona na? Cha cha.
Before the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Ngaphambi kwelusuku lwenkosi olukhulu nalolwesabekako.
And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Futhi uyawuphendvulela tinhlitiyo tabobabe kubantwana netinhlitiyo tabantwana kubobabe funa ngifike ngishaye umhlaba ngesicalekiso.
Notice the accuracy of the Holy Spirit that it would not confuse them two comings of Elijah.
Caphelani kucophela kwamalo engcwele ukuthi ungeke ukuphambanise lokho kufika lokubili kwaEliya.
Malachi 3 said, behold, I send my messenger before my face.
Malakwe sathi wathi bhekani ngiyathuma sunya sami embi kwebuso bami.
Jesus asked about John.
Yesu abutwa ngaJohane.
He said, if you can receive it, this is who the prophet said, I'll send my messenger before my face. This is the Elias that was to come. Malachi 3.
Wathi uma ningakwemukela nguye lona umprofeti lathi ngaye ngiyothuma sithunywa sami embi kwebuso bami lona ngilo Elias lobekatokuta Malachi wesithathu.
Notice the scripture so accurately gives it.
Caphelani umbhalo ukuniketa njengoba kunjalo.
Watch what this show them who wants to believe, them who wants to see.
Bekusani kusho lokho kukhombisa labo lofuna ukukholwa, labo lofuna ukubona.
Remember Jesus stopped in the middle of a scripture? Because part of it was fulfilled then the rest for his second coming.
Kumlani Jesu ema emkhathini nembhalo ngoba inxenyawo yagcwaliswa ngaso leso sikhathi lolosele wekufika kwakhe kwesibili na.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, bind up the brokenhearted and stop.
Kushumayela umnyaka lowemukelekile wenkosi ngibophela abadabukile wase uyema.
Not bring judgment to the Gentiles until his second coming.
Hayi kuletha kwehlulela kuwetive kuze kube kufika kwakhe kwesibili.
Notice this scripture here parallels that.
Caphelani lombhalo lapha uhambisana kanye naloko.
And he, Elijah, shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
Futhi yena Eliya uyoguqulela inhliziyo yabobabe kubantwana.
Now speaking of Malachi 4, do not get it mixed. From Malachi 3.
Manje ngikhuluma ngamalaki wesine ungakuhlanganisi noma malaki wesithathu.
John, Elijah, who came in the days before the first coming of Christ.
Johane, Eliya loyefika tinsukwini ngaphambi kokufika kokuqala kwa Kristu.
Turn the hearts of the old patriarch fathers to the message of the children. The new message.
Waphendvulela tinhlitiyo tabobabe laba bokhokho labazalata emlayetweni webantwana umlayeto lomusha.
Now watch, and the hearts of the children to the fathers.
Manje bekusisani netinhlitiyo tabantwana kuboyise.
In his second coming, in the last days, he turns back to the apostolic faith again.
ekufikeni kwakhe kwesibili ensukwini tekugcina ubuyela ekukholweni kwabapostoli futhi. Nabona ukuthi imibhalo ilayina ngalokuphelele kanjani?
That was the end of the Old Testament. The Old Testament. Now, we see there's light in the evening time.
Loko bekukuphela kwel Testament lelidzala, the Testament lelidzala. Manje siyabona kukhona kukhanya ngesikhathi sakusihlwa.
What is it? It's the top Mount Treetop.
Wini loko na? Kusicongo, sicongo sesihlahla sentsaba.
As I said this morning, we've come up through denominations through not an orange tree like I spoke of this morning.
Njoba ngishito manje ekuseni sikhuphuke sendlula emahlelweni sendlula hayi hlahla semaholi njoba singikhulume ngaso manje ekuseni.
But we've had grapefruit, lemons, all kinds of other things that wasn't like the beginning at all.
Kodwa sibe nema grapefruit, emalamula, tonke inhlobo taletinye timvu lebungafani inhlobo nokwasekuqaleni.
But after, don't miss it, here it comes.
Kodwa emva ningaphuthelwa ngiko, naku kufika.
After all the denominations is played out, they didn't have any light to begin with.
Emva kokuba onke amahlelo selidlalela qetha, bekede kwasakukhanya kokuqala nje.
There'll be a day that can't be called day or night.
Ngoba nelusuku lolungeke lubitwe ngokuthi imini noma busuku.
What are they doing? What are they doing?
Bendani na? Bendani na?
What does a lemon do on an orange tree?
Lendani lilamule sahlane seliwoli nje na?
It takes the original life of the orange that's coming up and perverts it. To a lemon.
Uthatha kuphila kwasekuqaleni kweliwoli nje lokukhuphuka kobese kuphendukethelisa ngelilamula.
That's what the denominations has done to the Word of God.
Ngoke mahlelo lelikwendile evini laNkulunkulu.
Made the Word of God of no effect by their traditions.
Endalive laNkulunkulu libe lite ngamasiko awo.
That's thus saith the Spirit of the Lord.
Long usho kanje umoya wenkosi.
They have brought forth lemons, grapefruits, not oranges.
Avete malamula, ema grapefruit, hayi ema orange.
But what did the prophet say?
Kodwa athi umprophet na?
The same one that said for our text tonight.
Lolo fana lo shito ngesihloko sethu kusihlwa.
Rejoice, O daughters of Jerusalem. Shout loud, daughters of Zion.
Thokotani, O mathuthakati ase Jerusalem. Memetani kakhulu, mathuthakati ase Sion.
For your king's coming to you. Meek and lowly, sitting upon the foal of an ass.
Ngoba inkosi yenu itakini imnene futhi ithobile ihlethi ethi welitholele embongolo.
Notice that same prophet said there will come a time of the ripening of the sun set upon the earth to ripen the fruit.
Caphelani lo mprofeti lofana kwathi kuyofika isikhathi sekuvuna lilanga liyothunyelwa ituka emhlaba kuvuthwisa sithelo.
Why couldn't it ripen? There's no fruit there to ripen. But the life is still traveling on.
Alivuthisanga ngani na kude selo lapho kusivuthwisa kodwa kuphila kusasolo kuhamba kuyayembili.
It come up to a grapefruit to be an orange. Found out it organized. It was a grapefruit.
Kuvela ngeli grapefruit ukuthi kube liwolindi kutholakala ukuthi uyahlela kwakuli grapefruit.
It went again. It come out that time a lemon.
Ngwamba futhi kwaphuma ngeso sikhathi kulilamula.
Went on again. It turned out to something else.
Kwaqhubeka futhi kwaguquka kwaba ngulenya yinvo.
And in the last top of the tree, it's turned out to a tangelo, which is half orange and half lemon.
Futhi ukugcinani sicongo sesihlahla sesiguquke saba litangelo, lokungu half weli orange, half weli lamula.
A mixed breed, a perverted thing.
Inhlobo lequshanisiwe, imbo lephendukethelwe.
Come on to a perversion, living off that same tree.
Kude kuphendukethelweni kuphila ngaleso sihlahla lesifanako.
The shock almost deceived the elect. It looks like an orange, but it ain't.
Likhoba kucishe impela kudukisa labakhethiwe kubukeka njengeliwoli nje kodwa akusilo.
But it shall be like when she grows beyond organization.
Kodwa kuyoba kukhanya lapho likhula liyendlula inhlangano.
When she gets out of past organization and blooms out again, she'll put forth oranges like she was when she went into the ground.
Lapho liphuma lendlula inhlangano libhalasha futhi liyoveta emawoli njoba lalinjalo ngesikhathi liya emhlabathini.
And then it shall be light.
Ngiyobe seke kuba kukhanya.
What's this attraction? What's this happening?
Kwini loku lokukhangako? Yini le yenteka kona?
Fulfilling God's word.
Kugcwalisa livi laNkulunkulu.
There's two witnesses of the Old Testament that this would happen.
Kunabo fakazi ababili beltestamente letsala kuthi lokho kwakutokwendeka.
Let's take John 14:12 of the New Testament.
Ake sithathe Johane olishumi nakune lelishumi nakubili weltestamente lelisha.
Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also."
Jesu wathi olokholwa ngimi lemsweni lengiyenda komine naye utawuyenda.
Also in Luke 17:22-30, he said,
futhi kuLuka welishumi nesikhombisa lemashumi lamabili namabili kuya kule mashumi lamathathu wathi,
"As it was in the days of Lot, for Sodom was burned."
Njoba kwakunjalo emhleni yaLothi ngaphambi kokuthi iSodoma ishiswe.
So shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. That day when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Njoba njalo kubiyeni kwendvodzana yemuntu ngayo losuku uma indvodzana yemuntu iyembulwa.
Oh, just look at the scriptures.
Oh, bukani emibhalweni nje.
The Son of Man. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever.
Invota na emundu, Jesu Kristo nguyeto namhla naphakathi.
Grow to past denominations. Grow into the top of the tree.
Ukhule wendlula emahlelo, wakhula wayongena esiqongweni sesihlahla.
What did he say in John 14 or 15?
Wathi kuJohane welishumi nakune noma welishumi nesihlanu na?
Every branch that's in me that doesn't bring forth the fruit, it'll be cut off and pruned, thrown into the fire and burned.
Ngulelo nalelo gala leli kimi lelingathelisithelo liyothutshwa lithenwe liphonse emlilweni lishiswe futhi.
Whatever branch that'll bring forth fruit, it'll be purged.
Kodwa ngulelo nalelo gala liyothela sithelo liyohlandwa.
Oh, there'll be a true farmer in Latterine in the last days upon that little group that come with him on this little donkey.
Oh, kuyoba khona eliqiniso imvula yokuqala neyamuva insuku into ekugcina etikwalelo cembu lelincane elita naye etikwale mbongolo lencane.
Low and humble, no doubt a denomination, crying, Hosanna to the King that comes in the name of the Lord.
Lethobile futhi lemnene akukho do noma lihlelo lelimemetako, Hosanna kuyo inkosi letha igameni lenkosi.
What's the matter today? What's the attraction on the mount?
Yini indzaba namhla na? Yini lekhangako kule ndzaba na?
Not long ago, standing at this pulpit, it was said by the Holy Spirit, the day will come that when they'll drive down a stake in front of your house, they'll move your gate so that you'll bypass it, not be angry.
Lusuku liyofika lapho bayoshayela khona sikhongwane embi kwendlu yakho, bayokweshisa ligede lakho ngako loko uyokwendlula, kungakuthukuthelisi.
I seen my gate tore up and laying out upon the hillside. I seen the hill in front of me all dug up. Boards and things laying there where something mashed it up.
Ngalibona ligede lami linyomliwe futhi libekwe ngaphandle eceleni kweligquma. Ngalibona leli gquma embi kwami ligudwe lakhishwa lonke emabhodi netindwe kubekwe lapho la imvu lethite beyilifihlitile.
He said, I looked and there was a little Ricky that had got up there and knocked that gate out, done this.
Wathi ngabuka futhi kwakukhona Ricky lomncane lobeke nyukele lapho washaya lelo gede laphuma ende loku.
I said, why didn't you tell me? He got smart with me. And I had to hit him.
Ngathi akwangitsheli ngani na? Wangigcinela futhi kwathi ngakuthi ngimshaye.
When it did, I said, I haven't done this since I was in the ring. But I just want you to know. And I swatted him one.
Futhi makwenda ngathi, angaze ngikwenze lokusele kungagcina eringini kodwa nje ngifuna wathi futhi ngambhamula ngembama kanye. Futhi ngesikhathi ngimshaya ngimlahla phansi ngabuye ngamphakamisa futhi ngabuye ngamshaya ngamlahla phansi njalo. Ngamphakamisa kathathu noma kane ngase-ke ngimkhahlela washona ngale kweligquma.
So then I went over there and I said that ain't right.
Ngawo ngase-ke ngiyalapho ngase ngithi loko akusikahle.
I picked him up, shook his hands, I said, I'm not angry with you. But I just want you to know, you can't talk to me like that.
Ngase ngiyamphakamisa futhi ngamchawula ngathi angakukwateli kodwa nje ngifuna wathi ukuthi ungeke ukhulume nami kanjalo.
And then when I turned and come back, the Holy Spirit was standing there at the gate, said, now bypass this. When that stakes drove down, turn westward.
Kwase kuthi ke ngesikhathi ngijika futhi ngibuya, uma lwengcelwa ume lapho eGarden wathi, manje kwendlule lokho uma leso sikhongwane sishayelwe phansi, jika uye ngasentshonalanga.
This book is everything that I need. This book is a good recipe. The way the shoals to go around my trouble.
Lencwadi konke lengikudingako, lencwadi indla yekwenta lenhle, indla lekhombisa kuhamba ngigege inkathato yami.
Amen. That book is the word, and that word is God.
Amen. Futhi leyo ncwadi livi, nalelo livi linguNkulunkulu.
Bypass your troubles. It'll tell you what to do.
Gega inkathato takho, itokutshela ukuthi yendani.
3 years ago, I heard a friend of mine, the city surveyor, lives down the lane from me, driving a stake down.
Eminyakeni lemithathu lendlulile ngeva umngani wami umcwaningi welidolobha uhlala endasi nemgwaqana kusuka kimi ashala sikhongwane phansi.
I went out there and said, what's the matter, bud? Mr. King's son, personal friend.
Ngaphumela lapho ngase ngithi, kwenze njani mathi na? Indvodza naye uMnumzane King umngani wami Mbamba.
Said, Billy, we're going to widen this road.
Wathi, Billy, batawukhulisa lo mgwaqo.
You all remember?
Nonke niyakhumbula.
I said, it may be the bridge. I told Brother Woods, I said, hold your property.
Ngathi ngahle kube libhloho ngamtshela umnathi uthi ngathi bamba impahla yakho.
Maybe that bridge is going to come through up here. Something.
Mhlambe lelo bhloho litokhuphuka lidzabule lapha imbole thide.
The lane was tore up. Bricks, rocks, blood all over everything.
Lo mzila wemgwaqana wahebhulwa titine madwala kwaphonswa itukayo yonke imvo.
So he said, I said, hold your property.
Ngako wathi, ngathi, bamba impahla yakho.
Then when Mr. King told me that was going to happen, I went and said to my wife sitting there.
Ngako ke umangi uMnumzane King wangitshela ukuthi lokho bekutokwendeka, ngangena ngathi kumkami lohleti lapha ya.
Honey, there's something written about that. Thus saith the Lord somewhere.
Sithandwa, kukhona into lebhaliwe ngaloko, isho kanje inkosi ndzawana thide.
I went and got my book, looked into it, it said it shall come to pass. 8 years later.
Ngahamba ngase ngithatha libhuku lami ngabuka kulo futhi kwakuthi kuyofezeka eminyakeni lesishiyagalombili kamuva.
Then, when I looked at it, I said, it's time now, honey. We must turn west.
Ngakho-ke uma ngibuka ngathi sekusikhathi manje sithandwa sifanele sijikele entshonalanga.
2 days after that, standing in the room about 10 o'clock one morning.
Edinsukwini letimbili emva kwaloko ngime ekamelweni cishe ngensimbi yelishumi ngqo ngalokunye kusa.
Went into the Spirit of God, I saw that little cluster of doves flying. Look, them little birds, you remember it.
Ngangena emoyeni waNkulunkulu ngawubona lowo mhlambi wematuba andiza. Ngathi buka leto tinyoni letincane, niyakukhumbula.
I seen 7 angels in the form of a pyramid come rushing into me.
Ngabona tingelozi letisikhombisa tisesimeni sesivivane tita tigijimela kimi.
Said, turn westward. Amen. Go to Tucson, be 40 miles northeast.
Tati jika uya ngasentshonalanga, hamba uye Tucson ube semamayeleni langemashumi lamane ngasenyakatho mpumalanga.
And you'll be picking a cockabur or a bullheader, they call it there, off your clothes.
Futhi utawube unqutha mangulube noma mankunzana bakubita kanjalo lapho ukunqutha enibahleni takho.
Brother Fred Softman sitting there looking at me right now was there that morning.
Umnathu Fred Softman lohleti lapho angibuka njengamanje beka lapho ngaloko kusa.
I forgot about it.
Bese ngikhohliwe ngako.
I said a blast went off like an earthquake that shook pretty near everything there was in the country.
Ngathi kuchuma kwachuma njengokutamatama kwemhlaba lokwatamatamisa cishe impela yonke imbo lapho lebeyikhona even.
I don't see how man could survive it.
Angiboni ukuthi umuntu beyangasinza kanjani kuko.
I was scared.
Bengesaba.
I stood at Phoenix, you all listening in the night, bear me record.
Ngema ePhoenix nonke nilalele kusihlwa niyangifakazela.
I preached on the sermon. Sirs, what time is it?
Ngashumayela ngashumayelo, banumzane, sikhathi sini na?
Where are we at?
Sikuphi na?
I went west.
Ngaye entshonalanga.
Many of you here got that tape. Many of you here heard it said. Year or more before it happened.
Labani angibeni lapha banayo leyo tape. Labani angibeni lapha bayiva isho umnyaka noma ngetulu ngaphambi kokuthi kwendeke.
I went west wondering what was going to happen.
Ngahamba ngaya entshonalanga ngimangele ukuthi kwakutokwendekani.
One day I got a call from the Lord.
Ngalinye ilanga ngathola kubitwa yinkosi.
I told my wife, I said, honey, I'm probably, my work is over.
Ngatshela umkami ngathi sithandwa mhlawumbe umsebenzi wami sowuphelile.
I didn't know.
Bengati.
I said, God's probably finished with me now, and I'll be going home.
Ngathi ngulungulu mhlawumbe sewucethile ngamanje futhi ngawuya ekhaya.
You go get with Billy. Take your children. God will make a way for you somehow.
Hamba uthathe Billy, uthathe bantwana, uNkulunkulu utokwendela indlela ngandlela thide.
Won't live true to God. See if the children get through school. Raise them in the admonition of God.
Qhubeka uphile ngakwethemba uNkulunkulu, ubone ukuthi bambana bayaceda esikolweni, ubakhulise ngekuyala kwaNkulunkulu.
She said, Bill, you don't know that's true.
Wathi Bill awathi kusoko kuliciniso.
I said, no, but a man couldn't survive that.
Ngathi cha kodwa umuntu bekangeke asinze kuloko.
One morning, the Lord woke me up and said, get up yonder, Sabine, and stand there. I took a piece of paper and my Bible.
Ngalokunye kusa inkosi yangivusa yathi enyukela lapha eSabinyo Canyon. Ngathatha isicephu seliphepha nelibhayibheli lami.
My wife said, where are you going?
Umngamu wathi, uyaphi?
I said, I don't know. I'll tell you when I come back.
Ngathi angathi ngizokutshela uma ngibuya.
I went up in the canyon, climbed up where the eagles was flying around.
Ngenyukela engokuceni ngacanga ngaze ngayothi cathatha etu lapho inkosi zalundiza lutungeleta.
I was watching some deer standing there.
Ngangibukela indluze la ime lapho.
I knelt down to pray and raised up my hands and a sword struck my hand.
Ngaguqa phansi ukuthi ngikhuleke ngase ngibhamsa tandla tam futhi inkemba yashaya esandleni sami.
I looked around, I thought, what's that? I'm not beside myself. Here's that sword in my hand, bright, shiny, glistening in the sun.
Ngaqalata ngacabanga yini leyo na angasangani nansi leyo nkemba esandleni sami ikhathumla igcwebetela imanyatela elangeni.
I said, now there's not people in miles of me way up here in this canyon. Where could that come from?
Ngathi manje akukho bantu emamayela kimi etu lapho engoceni beyingachamukaphi leyo.
I heard a voice said, that's the king's sword.
Ngeva liphimbo lathi leyo inkemba yenkosi icobolwayo.
I said, a king knights a man with a sword.
Ngathi inkosi ikhuphula umuntu ngenkemba.
The voice come back said, not a king's sword, but the king's sword.
Amen.
The word of the Lord.
Yona leli phimbo labuya lathi, hayi inkemba nje yenkosi kodwa inkemba yenkosi icobolwayo, livi lenkosi.
Said, fear not, it's only the third pull. It's the vindication of your ministry.
Lathi ungesabi, ngumdonso wesithathu kuphela, ukuqinisekiswa kwenkonzo yakho.
I was going hunting with a friend, not knowing what was going to happen.
Bengihamba ngidingela nemngani, ngingathi ukuthi kwakutokwendekani.
And someone called me, the one who criticized me about that picture of the angel of the Lord, the one who took it.
Fusomnye wangibite, lono wangigceka mayelana nesithombe sengilozi yenkosi, lono wasithebula.
I had to go to Houston about his son, or he's going in the death row, or he's going to be killed in a few days.
Ngangifayele nge Houston mayelana nendvodzana yakhe ngoba beyitongena elihlwini labatonqunywa futhi beyitobulawa etinsukwini letimbalwa.
He met me there and threw his arms around me and said, think the very man that I criticized comes to save my only son.
Futhi yadibana nami ekhasi lapho yasho yangigaca yathi cabanga yona impela le ndvodza lengayigceka ita kutosindisa indvodzana yami leyodwa vo.
You mean society give me a, what they call an Oscar, whatever you want to call it, for saving a life?
Inhlangano yesihawu inginika loko lebakubita ngemhlomelo i-Oscar noma ufuna kukubita ngokuthi yini nokusindisa impilo.
Then we went back. I went up in the mountain to hunt.
Sasake sibuyela emuva ngenyukela entsabeni kuyodingela.
There, Brother Fred and I, one morning when I walked down,
lapho mina tu Fred nami ngalokunye kusa ngesikhathi ngiphuma.
I'd already got my javelin and I looked and seen the place where it went.
Futhi ngase ngivele nginayo ijavelin yami futhi ngabuka ngase ngibona indawo lapho baye ngakhona.
I said, Brother Fred, go over on that mountain early in the morning now, about to break a day, and I'll get on the other.
Ngathi mina tu Fred hamba wele kule yantsaba kusesekuseni ekuseni manje, cishe nakudzabuka kusa futhi ngidoya kulelenye.
I won't shoot at the hog, won't kill him. But if they start over this way, it hurt. I'll shoot in front of them and run them back.
Ngeke ngidubule ingulube, ngeke ngiyibulale kodwa umatita ngalapha lo mhlambi ngitodubula imbiko kodwa bese ngiyatixosha ngitibuyisele emuva.
Brother Fred went out there and there's no hogs.
Umnathu Fred waphumela lapho futhi kwakude tingulube.
He waved at me and I seen I went down in a canyon, some big chasms. Sun is just coming up.
Wangikweba ngase ngiyabona ngehlela engoceni leminye imigosi lemikhulu kakhulu lilanga lalisaphuma nje.
I come around the other side of the hill, not thinking nothing about the prophecies. Sit down, waiting, resting. I thought, what happened to those hogs?
Ngajikeleta ngakulelinye licele leliguma, ngingacabangi lutho ngetiprofeto. Ngahlala phansi ngilindzile, ngiphumula, ngacabanga. Kwenekeni kuletoti ngulube.
I picked up my, sat down like Indians do, you know, cross-legged.
Ngathatha yami ngahlala phansi njengoba kwenda emandiya nyati ngaphambanisa imilende.
I looked on my overhaul leg and there was a bullheader.
Ngabuka emlendeni wami we overall futhi kwakunamankunzana.
I picked it up. I said, that's strange.
Ngamncusa ngase ngithi lokho kuyamangalisa.
Here I am about 40 miles northeast of Tucson.
Ngilapha cishe emamayile langamashumi lamane enyakatho mpumalanga ye Tucson.
There's my little boy Joseph sitting there waiting for me.
Nanga umfana wami lo mncane Joseph ahleti lapho alinze mine.
And as I started to look, I seen a herd of hogs come out about 1,000 yards from me up on a mountain.
Futhi lapho ngicela kubuka nje ngabona umhlambi wedinguluba uphuma cishe emayadi lati ngulungwane kusuka kimi etule nzabeni.
I told the bullheader down, I said, I'll get him.
Ngaphonsa phansi mangunzala ngathi ngitotithola.
I'll go get Brother Fred and I'll hang up a piece of paper to let know which way to go on this old cotilla here. And we'll get Brother Fred.
Ngihamba ngilandza umnathu Fred futhi ngidolengisa isiqephu seliphepha kwatisa ukuthi nguyiphi indla yokuhamba kulembali iOkitilo lapho futhi sidomthula umnathu Fred.
I started up the mountain running as hard as I could on the other side.
Ngase ngicela kwenyuka indzaba ngigijima ngalelikhulu litubane ngakulolunye licele.
All of a sudden, I thought somebody shot me.
Khona masinyane nje bengicama ukuthi kukhwalo ngidubulile.
I never heard such a blast that shook the whole country.
Bengazanga senguve kokuchuma lokunje kwatamatamsa lonke live.
And what it did, standing before me was 7 angels in a cluster.
Futhi ngesikhathi kukwenda, kumembi kwami kwakuthi ingelozi lethi sikhombisa tende sicumbi.
I met Brother Fred and Emily Lates of what was.
Ngahlana nemnathu Fred nalabanye kamvanyana bathi bekuyini na?
That was it.
Ngathi bekungiloko.
What are you going to do?
Utokwenda njani na?
Return home.
Buyele khaya.
For thus saith the Lord, the seven mysteries that's been hid in the Bible all these years.
Ngoba isho kanje inkosi letimfihleka letisikhombisa lobe kufihliwe eBhayibhelini yonke leminyaka.
These denominations and everything, God is going to open those seven mysteries to us in the seven seals.
Lamahle nako konke uNkulunkulu tovula leto timfihleka letisikhombisa kithi etimbawini letisikhombisa.
There was that circle coming up from the earth like a mist forming.
Nako lapho bekunendingilize enyuka ivela emhlabeni njengengungu ibumbeka.
When it did, it went from up into the mountain, began to circle on westward from the way it come.
Nesikhathi kwenda yenyuka yaze yayothi cha cha entsabeni icala kushaya indingilize iyangasentshonalanga ngalapho beyivela ngakhona.
Science found it at 30 miles high and 25 miles across, just exactly in the circle of the pyramid.
Isayensi yayitfola emva kwesikhashana iphakeme ngamamayile langemashumi lamathathu namamayile langemashumi lamabili nesihlanu kuvundla ngayo impela nje indingilizi yesivivane.
And the other day standing there, turn the picture to the right and there's Jesus. Amen. As he was in the seven church ages.
Futhi ngalelinye lilanga ngime lapho ngaguculela sithombe ngasekudla futhi nango Jesu njengoba bekanjalo eminyakeni yelibandla lesikhombisa.
The white wig on showing supreme deity.
Afake wigi lemhlophe khomsa uNkulunkulu obukhulu.
He's Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last.
UAlpha na Omega uwe kuqala newe kugcina.
He is the supreme judge of all eternity. Standing there to confirm the message of this hour.
Ulijaji elikhulu lalo lonke eliphakathi eme lapho kuqinisa lo mlayedo waleli hora.
And there shall be light about the evening time. What's it all about? What was it?
Futhi kuyoba nekukhanya cishe ngesikhathi sakusihlwa. Kumalana nani konke na? Kwakuyini na?
I went westward.
Ngaya ngasentshonalanga.
Upon that same mountain. Passing up with Banks Woods there.
Etukwayona leyo ndzaba lefanako ngendlula ngenyuka na Banks Woods lapho.
Said, throw up a rock. Say to Mr. Woods, thus saith the Lord. You'll see the glory of God.
Yathi phonsa lidvala etulu uthi kumnumzane wuthi isho kanje inkosi utobona inkatimulo yaNkulunkulu.
The very next day standing there a whirlwind came down and blasted the mountains out.
Ngalo impela lusuku lolulandzelako ngime lapho sihushu hushu semoya sehla futhi sakhuma sasakata tindzaba.
Rocks cut the top of the trees off about 3 or 4 feet above my head.
Emadvala ajuba tiqongote ehlahla tasuka cishe amafeet lamathathu malamane ngetulu kwenhloko yami.
Made 3 big blasts. The brothers come run over.
Senda kuqhuma lokukhulu okuthathu futhi nabo mnakethu beta bagijima beqa.
There was about 15 men standing there, preachers and everything else.
Kukhona cishe amadoda alishumi nesihlanu eme lapho bashumayela ngokonke lokunye.
What was it? He said, what was it?
Bekuyini na? What bekuyini na?
I said, judgment is striking the West Coast.
Ngathi kwehlulela kushaya e West Coast.
About 2 days after that, the earthquake almost sunk Alaska.
Cishe insukwini letimbili emva kwaloko kudamadanga kwemhlaba kwacishe impela kwayicwilisa i-Alaska.
What is this light? Up on Sunset Mountain in the Coronado Forest of Arizona.
Yini lokukhanya lokusethi kwenza bay sunset eCoronado Forest lase Arizona na?
What is this strange thing that happened up there? That the people's been driving east from west, picking up the rocks that laid around there where struck.
Yini abalengakajwayeleke lende kayitu lapho, lena bantu bebakade bashayela baye eMpumalanga basuka eNtshonalanga, babutha la madvala lebekasabalele konke lapho la kwashaya khona na?
And every one rock has three corners on it that it tore off. That 3R1.
Futhi ngalinye ngalinye lawo lidvala nelidvala linemakhono lamathathu kulo lokwalicetula laba labathathu bamunye.
They're laying on desks on paperweights across the nation.
Abekwe madeskini eticinzetelweni temaphepha esiveni sonke.
What is this strange thing up on Sunset Mountain in the Coronado Forest?
Yini lembe lengakajwayeleke etikwenzaba i-Sunset e-Coronado Forest na?
Junior Jackson listening in. You remember the dream he had at Aunt Turpin, going towards the setting of the sun.
Junior Jackson lolalele, niyalikhumbula leli phupho lebekanalo lengalihumusha kuya ngasekushoneni kwelilanga na?
And this happened on Sunset Mountain.
Futhi lokhu kwenzeka enzabeni i-Sunset.
It's the evening time. Sunset time.
Skatsa kusihlwa, skatsa kushona kwelanga.
The sunset message. Just setting of history.
Umlayo wasekushoneni kwelilanga, ekushoneni kwemlando.
A setting of prophecy, rather, being fulfilled.
Ekushoneni kwesiprofeto njalo sigcwaliseka.
And it shall be light at the evening time upon Sunset Mountain. In the Coronado Forest, 40 miles north of Tucson.
Futhi kuyoba kukhanya ngesikhathi sakusihlwa etukwenzaba i-Sunset e-Coronado Forest emamayela langamashumi lamane enyakatho ye-Tucson.
Get on the map and see if Sunset Peak there. That's exactly where it happened. I never know it till the other day.
Hamba emepini futhi ubone uma kuligquma i-Sunset lapho. Ngilapho empela la kwendeka khona. Angizange ngikwazi kwaze kwaba nginalele linye lilanga.
Everything that shall never die, it's constantly unrolling itself.
Yonga envale loko akuyuze kufe kusolo kuthi sombulula njalo njalo.
From the very thing happening to the picture being Jesus standing looking at us and now exactly on Sunset Mountain.
Kuyo yona impela lenbo leyendeka esithombeni singu Jesu eme abuka thine futhi manje khona impela entsabeni i-sunset.
And the sunset light, the evening light has come.
Nekukhanya kwekushona kwelilanga, kukhanya kwakusihlwa sekufikile.
God vindicating himself.
Ngulunkulu aticinisekisa yena luqobo.
What is it? It is the facts that God and Christ are one.
Kuyini na? Kungamaqiniso ukuthi uNkulunkulu naKristu bamunye.
How many seen it? The white wig upon him as we talked in Revelation 1.
Lemhlophe. Bangakho labayibona iwig lemhlophe etikwakhe njengoba sikhulumile sambulweni sekuqala na?
The supreme deity.
Niyabona, uNkulunkulu lobukhulu.
Supreme authority.
Ligunya lelikhulu.
No other voice, no other God, no other nothing.
Alikho lenye liphimba, akekho lomunye uNkulunkulu, akukho lutho lolunye.
In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Uyokuhlala kugcwala kwebuNkulunkulu ngekwemtimba.
The angels themselves was his wig. Amen. What's happened up on Mount Sunset? God confirming his word. That's what all this noise is about.
Tingelozi qobo lwathu kwakuyiwiki yakhe. Amen. Kwendeke nenzabeni sunset na. Nkulunkulu aqinisekisa live lakhe. Umala naloko ke wonke lomsindo lo.
Notice it's God fulfilling his promised word again of Revelation 10:1-7.
Qaphelani uNkulunkulu aqalisa livi lakhe lelethenjisiwe futhi lesambulo selishumi lekuqala kuya kulesikhombisa.
And in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel's message, the mystery of God should be finished.
Futhi ngetinsuku tekubethwa kwemlayeto wengelozi yesikhombisa, imfihlakalo yaNkulunkulu yobe seyifeziwe.
The hidden mystery of Revelations 10:1-7, the last message to the last church age.
Imfihlakalo lefihlakele esambulo selishumi lekuqala kuya kulesikhombisa, umlayeto wokugcina emnyakeni welibandla wokugcina.
Fulfills exactly in this age. St. Luke 17:30, the day when the Son of Man shall be revealed.
Ugcwalisa kona impela kulomnyaka, Luka longcwele welishumi nesikhombisa lemashumi lamathathu, lolu suku lapho indodana yemuntu iyokwembulwa khona.
And there shall rise false prophets and false Christ, show great signs and wonders, insomuch that deceive the elected, if possible.
Futhi kuyovuka abaprofeti mbumbulu nabokristu bemanga babonise tibonakaliso letinkulu nemimangaliso ngangokuthi kuyodukisa labakhethiwe uma kungendeka.
The people still in doubt. And as usual, the church is just as puzzled.
Bantu baza solo basekungabateni futhi njengalokho kwejwayelekile libandla lisamangele impela nje.
And the science all through Tucson, yet the writing pieces and putting the paper.
Ne science kuyo yonke eTucson namanje babhala ticepho futhi batifaka ephepheni.
Way back over on Mount Lemmon, them big cameras didn't see it rising up from where we were standing.
Emuva lelapha enzabeni iLemon lawo makamera lamakhulu akakubonanga kwenyuka kusuka lapho besime khona.
Drifting on towards the west, showing the time is over. It can't go but a little piece there. It's at the west coast.
Kuhlehlela ngasentshonalanga kukhombisa ukuthi isikhathi sesiphelile. Ngeke kwahamba kepha lucedo oluncane lapho kuse west coast.
Judgment struck just in the very way it went.
Kwehlulela kwasha nje ngayo empela indlela lokwahamba ngayo.
Going right up over Phoenix and right on across. On to Prescott and across the mountains to the west coast.
Kukhuphuka ngqo ngetulu kwePhoenix futhi kuvundla ngqo kugqubekela ePrescott nangashiya kwetinsaba kuya eWest Coast.
Right on up into, where was they going? Right on up into Alaska. And she's thundering, heading right that way.
Kukonza ngqo etulu kuyongena tati yaphi na? Taqhubekela ngqo kuyongena eAlaska futhi liyaduma liqonze ngqo ngalapho.
And the observatories and all of them in Tucson are still asking research of science, trying to find out what it is.
Nitinzawu letibuka lokwenteka etibhakabhakeni nabo bonke Tucson basabuta. Lucwaningo lescience lutama kutfola ukuthi kuyini.
So high there can't be fog, mist, or nothing up there.
Kuphakeme kakhulu ngeke kube yingungu, umlalamvubu noma lutho etulu lapho.
What did it? Where's it at?
Kwenziwa yini na? Kukuphi na?
They're just as puzzled at that supernatural halo hanging there in the sky as it was when the Magi's come in, following a star, saying, "Where is he? That's born King of the Jews."
Basamangele impela nje ngaleyo ndingilizi yokukhanya yangetulu kwemvelo lelenga ngaleya esibhakabhakeni njengoba banjalo ngesikhathi tati lokuthiwa ngemamajesti ngena tilandela inkanyeti titsi uphi lo lotelo lweyinkosi yamajuda na?
What was it? God fulfilling his word.
Kwakuyini na? Nkulunkulu aqalisa livi lakhe.
There shall rise a star out of Jacob.
Futhi kuyovela inkanyeti kuJakobe.
And the God of heaven promised the evening time would have evening lights.
Nankulunkulu wasezwini wethembisa ukuthi isikhathi sakusihlwa sesiyoba nekukhanya kwakusihlwa.
3 years ago, this mystery was a prophecy. What time is it, sir? But now, it's history.
Eminyakeni emithathu endlulile lemfihlekalo beyisiprofetho. Sikhathi sini mnumzane na, kodwa manje sesingumlandvo.
It's past. The promise is fulfilled.
Sesendlulile, sethembiso sesigcwalisekile.
What time is it, sir, and what's this attraction? God fulfilling his word.
Sikhathi sini mnumzane futhi yini loku lokukhanga kona? Nkulunkulu aqwasa livi lakhe.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Nguye etolo namhla naphakathi.
Let us pray.
Asikhule again.
Dear God, I have helped the people at length much longer than I intended.
Nkulunkulu othandzekako, ngibabambelele isikhathi leside labantu leside kakhulu kwendlula le bengikuhlosile.
I pray God that something was said or done that will cause people out everywhere to understand.
Ngiyakhuleka Nkulunkulu ukuthi kukhwa lokushitiwe noma kwendiwa lokutobangela abantu ngaphandle ndzawo tonke ukuthi baqonze.
And by seeing and understanding they might believe that thou art the true Christ.
Nange kubona nekuqonza bangahle bakhone ukukholwa ukuthi wena unguKristu weliqiniso.
And the words that's being confirmed is a confirmation of his word being perfect and being fulfilled in its season.
Nemavi laqiniswako ukuqiniswa kwelivi lakhe ukuthi liphelele futhi ligcwaliswa ngesikhathi salo.
Now Lord Jesus, from your own words, you said that the world would be in a Sodom condition.
Manje ngosi Jesu emavini akho uLiqobo washo ukuthi umhlaba utaba sesimeni saseSodoma.
We know that, we can look at it.
Siyakwati lokho singakubuka.
And you said in that day, as it was in Sodom, there were three messengers sent to the Gentile and Hebrew world.
Futhi wathi ngalolo suku njoba kwakunjalo eSodoma kwakunetithunywa letinzathu letathunyelwa even lebetive namaHebheru.
And one of them, which was God himself, the Son of Man, revealed himself in a human form and performed a miracle insomuch that told Abraham what Sarah was doing behind him in the tent.
Watembula yena luqobo esimeni semuntu futhi wenda umangaliso ngakuthi watshela Abraham ukuthi Sarah bekendani emva kwakhe etendeni.
You said it would repeat again when the whole Gentile world would be in a Sodom condition. And we're here, Lord.
Wathi kwakuyophindzeka futhi ngesikhathi wonke umhlaba webetive uyoba sesimeni saseSodoma futhi silapha Nkosi.
Other prophecies confirming the same thing of sending Elijah in the last days. The spirit of Elijah upon the earth.
Letinye ti profeto tiqinisa invo lefanako yekuthuma Elia etinsukwini tekugcina umoya wa Elia etuke emhlaba.
To bring the hearts of the fathers or the children back to the fathers.
Kuletha inhlitiyo taboyise noma bantwana babuyele kuboyise.
Now pray God at this hour that you will confirm your word that you are the same yesterday, today and forever.
Futhi ngiyakhuleka uNkulunkulu ukuthi lelihora ukuthi utoqinisa livi lakho ukuthi unguwe itolo namhla naphakade.
Granted, Father. They are all yours.
Siphe kona babe, babakho bonke.
I pray that you'll grant these blessings and confirm what's been said for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Ngikhulekela ukuthi utosipha letibuso leti futhi uqinise lokho lokushitiwo kwendelwe ingatimulo yaNkulunkulu egameni laJesu Kristu. Amen.
Just speak a word. It's a man. Confirm a word. It's God.
Kukhuluma livi ngumuntu. Uqinisa livi nguNkulunkulu.
To say something is one thing. God to do it is another thing.
Kusho lokuthite ngilokunye uNkulunkulu ukuthi ayende kungilenye invo.
God don't need any interpreter. He does his own interpretation.
uNkulunkulu akadzingi umhumushi, uhumusha yena liqobo lwakhe.
Now we're fixed to have a prayer line to pray for the sick. God willing.
Manje silungela kuba ne line la labakhulekelwako, kukhulekela labagulako uNkulunkulu athandza.
And we know that there's no one, no man, no woman, no human being, no angel that can heal you. For God has already did it.
Futhi siyathi ukuthi akukho namunye, akukho ndvotha, akukho mfati, akukho strale singumuntu, akukho engelozi lengakuphilisa ngoba uNkulunkulu sewuvele ukwendile.
He made the preparation. The only thing you have to do is receive it.
Wenda emalungiselelo, imbo kuphela lofayele uyende kukwemukela.
There's no man, no angel, no nothing. Not even God himself can forgive you for your sins. It's already done. Jesus did that at the cross.
Akukho muntu, akukho ngelozi, akukho lutho, akukho ngisho uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe lungakuthethela etonweni takho. Sekuvele kwendiwe Jesu wakwenda lokho esiphambanweni.
But he'll never prosper you anything or profit you anything until you accept it.
Kodwa ngeke kukuphumelelise noma yini noma kukuzuzise noma yini ute uvume kukwemukela niyabona na.
The only thing can be done is orders that's been given by God for believers to lay hands on the sick.
Into kuphela engendiwa imiyalo lenikwetwe nguNkulunkulu emakholweni ukuthi abeke tandla etikwalabagulako.
That's been through the ages they've done that through revivals and they've called it God.
Loko bekusolo kukhona eminyakeni bakwendile loko ngetimvuselelo futhi bakubitenga uNkulunkulu.
Abraham seen many signs, but there come a time when Abraham saw his last sign just before Sodom was burned.
Abraham abona tibonakaliso letinenge kodwa nako kufika isikhathi lapho Abraham abona sibonakaliso sakhe sekugcina ngaphambi nje kokuthi iSodoma ishiswe.
That was God manifesting himself in the form of a man.
Fusile kwakunguNkulunkulu atibonakalisa esimeni semuntu.
You believe that?
Nyakukhola loko na?
Did Jesus say it would repeat?
Ngabe Jesu washo ukuthi kutophindzeka na?
Now how many in here and out on radio or out on the telephones across the nation, if you're still listening in, get ready now for prayer. Be praying.
Manje bangakhe ekhathi lapha nangaphandle emsakatweni noma ngaphandle etincungweni esiveni sonke uma niselalele lungelani manje umkhuleko banini nikhuleka.
You've got these handkerchiefs here?
Nani nelonala maduku lapha.
Now, I cannot tell God what to do. No, far be it from me even trying it.
Manje ngeke ngitshele uNkulunkulu ukuthi akendeni cha makube gashane nami ngisho kukwenda.
He's sovereign, he does what he wants to.
Ubusa konke wenda loko lafuna kukwenda.
I can only obey and I only can say what he says.
Ngingahlonipha kuphela futhi ngisho kuphela loko lakushoko.
And now they're standing around the walls, they're packed in, it's congested.
Futhi manje beme batungelethe emabonza bagcwele ma kuminyetelene.
I wonder if we could ask God on these words, what is this attraction?
Angathi mabe singamcela uNkulunkulu kula mavi lawa kuyini lokukhangako na?
If God would move among us again, there may be strangers here, and move among us and show his blessed face among us.
Uma uNkulunkulu atohamba emkhathini wethu futhi kungahle kube khona tihambi lapha futhi ahambe emkhathini wethu futhi akhombise ubuso bakhe lobusisiwe emkhathini wethu.
Show his spirit here.
Akhombise ukuthi umoya wakhe ulapha.
Show that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Akhombise ukuthi unguye idolo namhlanje naphakade.
That every one of us, after these two strong messages, could believe it to be so. Could you do it? All right?
Kuthi ngamunye ngamunye wethu emva kwale milayo lemibili leqinile besingakholwa ukuthi kunjalo na beningakwenda na kulungile.
Instead of calling a prayer line then, hot, congested, standing against wall.
Esikhundleni sokubita ilanda labakhulekelwako manje ke kuyashisa kuminyetelene beme bayame elubonzeni.
Look around this way to call my prayer line, you couldn't do it, look standing there.
Ngicalada ngalapha kubita line lami labakhulekelwako beningeke nikwende bukani kumiwe lapho.
Could have called it this way, your sick cots, everything else, land, you couldn't do it.
Ngalibita ngalapha na benu labagulako tinhlaka yonke lenye into balele beningeke nikhone kukwenda.
So set where you are and believe God.
Ngako hlalani lapho nikhona futhi nimkholwe uNkulunkulu.
If you do have a prayer card, hold it. It'll be good.
Uma unalo likhadi lekukhulekelwa libambe kutawuba kuhle.
We'll get to you if you want to come to a line. But you don't have to come to a line.
Sitofika kuwe uma ufuna ukudangela line kodwa awudzingeki ukuthi udengele line.
That Mr. Shepherd last Sunday night never come to no line.
Lo mnumzane Shepherd ngalesombole lendlule lebusuku akunasa line lekete ngalo.
I don't guess he had a prayer card.
Angicabanga ukuthi bekana lo likhadi lekukhulekelwa.
Is Mr. Shepherd here tonight?
Ngabe umnumzane Shepherd ukhona kusihlwa na?
Where is he? Is he here? He's in the back.
Uphi? Ngabe ukhona? Ulengemuva.
Do you have a prayer card, Mr. Shepherd? You didn't. You didn't.
Ngabe bewunalo likhadi lekukhulekelwa umnumzane Shepherd na? Bewute. Bekete.
Sitting right there again tonight. That's a good place to be, Mr. Shepherd.
Uhleti khona lapho futhi ukusihlwa. Leyo indzawo lenhle kuba kuyo mina ethu Shepherd.
Not only have to be there, but just have faith.
Akusiko ukuthi ufayele ube lapho kuphela kodwa nje bane kukholwa.
For remember, a little woman touched his garment and he felt it.
Ngoba khumbulani, lwesifaza lomncane wathinza ingubo yakhe futhi lwesilisa wakuva.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Futhi unguye idolo namhlanje naphakade.
And a Hebrew letter in the New Testament said that he's a high priest tonight that can be touched by the feeling of your infirmities.
Nencwadi emaHebheru eTestamente lelisha yathi ungumpristi omkhulu kusihlwa longathindwa ngekuvelana nebuthakathaka bakho.
You believe that? Have faith then.
Niyakukholwa lokho na? Bani nekukholwa ke.
Don't doubt it. Believe it. And it'll come to pass.
Ungalingabati likholwe futhi litofezeka.
You can have what you've asked for if you can believe it, but you got to believe it.
Ungaba nako lo lokucelile uma ungalikholwa kodwa ufanele ulikholwe.
Will you do it? Will all of you believe it?
Utokwenda na nonke into likholwa na?
How many will believe it now? God bless you.
Bangakrabato likholwa manje na kunukulani busise.
I don't know who's who. I don't know none of you.
Angathi kusibani ungubani angathi namunye wenu.
It's not my business to know any of you. It's God's business to know these things.
Akuso umsebenzi wami kwathi noma ngubani wenu kungumsebenzi kaNkulunkulu kwathi letinbo leti.
But he will do it if you believe it. Will you believe it now?
Go tawto kwenda mani tolikholwa nitolikholwa manje na.
Now dear God, surely we're not a bunch of hybrid Christians. We shouldn't be. Somebody has to be petted and babied.
Manje uNkulunkulu othandzekako impela asisiso sicuku semaKristu lacutshanisiwe. Asika fayele sibe ngiwo umuntu lotobhambadwa futhi atototiswe.
You don't have that kind, Lord. You have rugged believers.
Awunayo leyo nhlobo nkosi, unemakholwa lamadlakadlaka.
The very presence of God sets a man's heart on fire.
Bona impela bukhona baNkulunkulu buvuthisa inhliziyo yemuntu.
Like Abraham. He believed God.
Njenga Abraham, wamkholwa uNkulunkulu.
You made yourself known to him. Then you appeared to him and performed a sign. And he believed you.
Watenda unalicobo watiwa kuye waseke ubonakala kuye futhi wenda sibonakaliso futhi wakukholwa.
You turned his body back to a young man and also his wife, which his wife was part of his own body.
Wakuqula umtimba wakhe wabela waba insizwe kanjalo nemkakhe lokuthi umkakhe bekayingcenye yemtimba wakhe luqobo.
Then come forth the new child, the promised son.
Kwaseke ukutalwa umbana lomusha and what nale tsenjisiwe.
God, you promised that it'd be the same thing in this day.
Kunkulunkulu wethembisa ukuthi utaba imvo lefanako kulolu suku.
I pray that you'll confirm this word.
Ngikhulekela ukuthi utoliqinisa leli vi leli.
And we'll deal right on that one promise there, that it will be like it was in Sodom. Just before Sodom was burnt and judgment struck Sodom, the Gentile world.
Futhi sitobhekana naleso sethembiso sinye lapho ukuthi kutaba njengoba kwakunjalo eSodoma ngaphambi nje kwekuthi iSodoma ishiswe nekwehlulela kushaya iSodoma umhlaba webetive.
So judgment is fixing to strike the Gentile world.
Ngako kwehlulela kulungiselela kushaya umhlaba webetive.
And the Jews got 3.5 more years through the period of tribulation, Jacob's trouble, the continuing of the 70 weeks of Daniel.
NeMajuda athwala eminye eminyaka lemithathu nehalf leyengediwe ngesikhathi senhlupheko inkathathu yaJakobe kuchubeka kwemaviki langemashumi lasikhombisa aDaniela.
But the Gentiles are numbered. It's time to go.
Kodwa betive babaliwe sekusikhathi sekuhamba.
And you give that sign and you said it would be again.
Futhi wena unikeza leso sibonakaliso futhi wena wathi siyoba khona futhi.
Grant it, God. We're in your hands. Do with us as you see fit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Sipe kona uNkulunkulu ba sisetandleni takho thine yenda ngathi njengoba ubona kufanele egameni la Jesu Christu. Amen.
Now, don't be nervous. What would it be if I was nervous?
Manje ningesabi. Bekutoba njani kube bengesaba nami na?
Now I'm making a thing here that it has to depend on the sovereignty of God.
Manje ngenda invo lapha ukuthi kutonqeka ekubuseni kwaNkulunkulu.
But why do I do this?
Kodwa ngikwendelani lokhu na?
He said it would be. That settles it.
Wathi kuyoba khona, lokho kuyakucatulula.
And if he makes himself that confirmed like that before you, well, can't you believe him? Certainly.
Futuma atenda yena logo wakuqinisa lokwembikwenu yebo ke ngeke namkholwa na impela.
You just have faith now and believe.
Banini nekukholwa nje manje futhi nikholwe.
Let me just look around. See where the Holy Spirit will lead. What he'll do.
Ake ngicalate nje ngibone ukuthi umalo engcwele utoholela kuphi ukuthi utokwendani.
I don't know what he'll do. That's up to him.
Angathi ukuthi utokwendani lokho kukuye.
But if you just only have faith, only believe, all things are possible to them that believe.
Kodwa manje kuphela nitoba nekukholwa, nikholwe kuphela, konke kungenzeka kulabo labakholwako.
All of you believe that, raise up your hands and say, I do believe it. With all my heart, I believe it.
Ngabe nonke niyakukholwa lokho, phakamisani tandla teni bese nithi ngiyalikholwa, ngenhliziyo yami yonke ngiyalikholwa.
Now three will be a confirmation. If he'll do it three straight times to prove you that it's right.
Manje lokuthatha ukutaba kuqiniswa. Umatokwenda emahlandla lamathathu alandzelana kufakazisa kini ukuthi licinisile.
I don't care where you are, who you are, you just have faith and believe.
Angikhathali ukuthi ukuphi, ungubani, bane kukholwa nje futhi ukholwe.
I don't stir in this.
Manje ningasolo ninyakada ngalapha.
Lady, praying. I don't know. You just sit where you're at. You don't have to come.
Tsathe lokhulekako angkwati. Hlala nje lapho ukhona khona, awudzingeki ukuthi ude.
I don't know you, but you're holding a little girl in your hand or in your lap.
Angkwati, kodwa ubambe intombazane encane ngesandla sakho noma uyigonile emathangeni akho.
I'm a total stranger to you. And the little girl looks normal, she looks well.
Ngisihambe ngalokuphelele kuwe. Ngale ntombazane encane ibukeka iphila ngalokho ejwayelekile, ibukeka iphila.
She's a pretty little girl, a little red-headed girl.
Intombazane encane lenhle, intombazane encane lenenhloko lebovu.
Looking here at her, she don't look like she's crippled or anything. I don't know what's wrong with her.
Mina ngibuka lapha kuyo, ayibukeki ikhubatekile noma yini, angathi ukuthi yini lengalungi kuyo.
Might not be for the child, it might be for you.
Kungahle kungabi kwalomfana, kungahle kube kwakho.
But I just happened to see you sitting there with that child and praying.
Kodwa kwendekile nje ngakubona uhleti lapho nalowo mfana futhi ukhuleka.
I have to talk to you a minute to catch your spirit, like Jesus said to the woman, bring me a drink.
Ngidinga ukuthi ngikhulume nawe umzuzu kubamba umoya wakho njoba Jesu athi kulo wesifazane ngikhelelekwe kunatha.
Just to figure out one person.
Niyabona nje kuthola umuntu munye.
Brother Bryant, I'm sitting here. I know these people sitting here. They may be needy too, but you as a stranger.
Umnayethu Bryant nalabanye labahleti lapha ngiyabathi labani laba labahleti lapha. Bangahle kube bayadinga nabo kodwa wena bewusihambi.
Do you believe me to be God's prophet?
Uyangikhola ukuthi ngingumprofeti waNkulunkulu na?
Do you believe these things that you've heard tonight is the truth?
Uyakhola ukuthi letimbo leti lotive kusihla liqiniso na?
Now, if God will reveal to me something that you've done.
Manje uma uNkulunkulu atokwembula kimi imbolo yendile
or something you ought not have done or something's wrong with you or what your desire is, you'll know where it's true or not, won't you?
Noma into lebe ungakafanele uyende noma imbolo engakalungi kuwe noma kutsi sini isifiso sakho utokwazi ukuthi kuliqiniso noma akusilo ungeke na?
And if he'll do that, will it confirm his word? That he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And at St. Luke 17:30 is being manifested.
Futhi umatokwenda lokho ngabe kutoliqinisa live lakhe kuthi nguye itolo namhlanje naphakade nekuthi Luke alongcwele selishumi nesikhombisa lemashumi lamathathu uyabonakaliswa na?
You believe it?
Uyakholwa na?
Now the lady raised her hand that we're strangers.
Manje lo tsatsa uphamise sandla sakhe kuthi sitihambi.
I don't know you. But I'm trying to contact your spirit one personally, so many of you pulling.
Angkwati kodwa ngitama ukuchumana nemoya wakho umuntu munye nibaneng benu lendwonsako.
Now you believe this with all your heart.
Manje yakukholwa lokho ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
Now it is for the little girl. It's not you.
Manje wale ntombazane encane akusuwe.
You're nervous. But it ain't the nervousness that's bothering you.
Unekwethuka. Kodwa akusiko lokwethuka lokho kuhluphako.
The great thing on your heart's that little girl.
Imbo lenkulele senhlitweni yakho ngile ntombazane encane.
You believe God can tell me what it is? You believe it?
Futhi uyakholwa yini ukuthi uNkulunkulu angangitshela ukuthi kuyini na? Uyakukholwa na?
Would it help you? Would you believe then?
Ngabe kutokusita, utabese uyakholwa ke na?
It's a brain injury. That right?
Kulimala ebuqosheni. Kunjalo na?
Now put your hand on their little child's head, your hand.
Manje beka sandla sakho etukwenhloko yalomntwana lomncane, sandla sakho.
Dear God, you said these signs shall follow them that believe. They'll lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Nkulunkulu othandzekako, wena wathi leti bonakaliso leti tiyobalandzela bakholwako, bayobeka tandla tabo etukala bagulako futhi bayosinza.
The woman is a believer.
Lwesifazane ulikholwa.
Her hands upon the child. May it recover. In the name of Jesus Christ, I offer this prayer. Amen.
Sanda sakhe setukwenhloko yemntwana, kwangathi angaphila ngeligama la Jesu Kristu, nginikela lo mkhuleko. Amen.
Now do you believe all of you?
Manje niyakholwa nonke na?
If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Certainly.
Uma ukholwa, konke kungenzeka impela.
I know the lady sitting next to her, but she's so sincerely looking this way.
I
can't call her name, but if I look at her a minute, I would know.
Ngeke ngalibitha igama lakhe kodwa uma ngimbuka umzuzu ndokwati.
But I know the woman by looks, but I don't know what's your trouble.
Kodwa ngiyamadwa esifazane ngekubukeka kodwa angiyati inkathado yakho.
You believe God will let me know what your trouble is?
Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu utongatisa ukuthi yini inkathado yakho na?
Would it help you? Sugar diabetes.
Ungakusita na? Sifo sashukela.
Now that's right, Audrey. Certainly.
Manje uma lokhu kuliqiniso bamba sandla sakho impela.
Happen to be the lady laying sitting next to you has got the same thing.
Kwendekele ukuthi kube ngulodzathe lolele lohleti edute nawe unenvo lefanako.
She's a stranger.
Usihambi.
The other lady's praying for somebody. A crippled child. You'd believe with all your heart, God would grant it.
Lomunye tsatse ukhulekela lomunye, umbaya lokubathekile, uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke, uNkulunkulu tokupha kona.
Somebody back in here.
Lomunye umuntu ngemuva lapha.
Man sitting over there trying to get rid of smoking cigarettes.
Indvodza ehlethi ngalapho etama kuyekela kubhema bosikilidi.
You believe God will take him away from you? All right.
Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu toba susa kuwe na kulungile.
Believe? You can have it.
Uyakholwa na ungaba nako.
I've never seen the man in my life.
Angizange sengibuyele endvodza empilweni yami.
Here's a man, see a dark shadow hanging over this man right here, laying on a cot like or a chair.
Nansi ndvodza, nasibuye leso sithundile simnyama lesilenga etikwa lendvodza khona lapha lelele endveni lenjengeluhlaka noma situlo na.
He's dying. He's shattered, he's got cancer.
Iya, fayisibekelwe sithundi inemdlavuza.
I don't know the man, never seen him.
Angiyathi endvodza ngitanga sengiyibone.
God knows all about you.
Nkulunkulu wathi konke ngawe.
That's the truth, sir.
Liqiniso lelo mnumzane.
You believe God could tell me something about you, would it help you to receive your healing?
Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu angangitshela ukuthi ite ngawe na, ngakusita ukuthi wemukele ukuphiliswa kwakho na?
You was brought here by a friend.
Ulethwe lapha ngumngani.
But you're not from here. You're somewhere where there's a big body of water that people fishes at. It's Albany, Kentucky. That's right.
Kodwa usuye walapha, unzawana thide lapho kukhona khona ingcenye lenkulu yamandi lapho abantu badoba khona ye-Albany eKentucky, kunjalo.
Believe it and go back home well.
Kola futhi ungahamba ubuyele ekhaya uphilile.
Believe it, it's gone. If you don't believe it, you must believe it. Believe it's been done for you.
Kola ukuthi sekuhambile, uma utoli kholwa, ufayele ulikholwe futhi ukholwe ukuthi sekwendelwe wena.
You believe? You. From Tennessee. Got a boy, he's got asthma. Not here, but you breathe and he'll be healed.
We are called on now. When I was at Tennessee, we name follow the suba semoya. I get called up a water. We are called out to utopilis.
And take your handkerchief on your hand there to him. He'll be healed. He'll believe it.
Manje get tatal tugulako, yako, esanjen sako la police, guya utopilis or umatolikolo.
The lady crying, sitting across from Dr. Vale there.
Lotsatse lokhala lohleti ngeshiya kwa dokotela Veil lapho.
She shattered also a dark shadow. I never seen a woman in my life. But she's got cancer.
Usibekelwe sithundi naye, sithundi lesimnyama, ngizange sengimbonile wesifazane empilweni yami kodwa unemdlavuza.
She'll die if something isn't done for her.
Utokufa uma ingekho imvo lendelwa yona.
You believe he'll heal you, lady?
Uyakholwa ukuthi utokuphilisa thathe na?
You can have your healing. You'll just believe.
Ungaba nako na, ungaba nako ukuphiliswa kwakho uma nje utokholwa.
There's a little lady sitting right behind her with a handkerchief up over her mouth.
Una thathe lo mncalo hlethi emva kwakhe ngo ubeke liduku etuke emlomo wakhe.
She's also got ulcered stomach. Sick.
Unesisu lesinetilonza naye uyagula.
You've been having passing out spells, blinding, falling out.
Bewukade unemalumbo laphumako laphumputhekisanako awela ngaphandle.
Somebody brought you here.
Ukhona lokulethe lapha.
Got female trouble.
Unesipho sebesifazane.
If you believe, you can go home and be well.
Uma utokholwa ungayekhaya usinze.
You young man, you're a stranger, sitting right here in front of me, looking at me.
Wena nsizwa usihambi, uhleti khona lapha embi kwami, ungibuka.
What are you, Puerto Rican or something? Pardon me, pardon me.
Uyini, ungumPuerto Rican noma lokuthite na, ya, lebe ngiconze.
I'm a stranger to you. You know that you're not even from my country.
Ngisihambi kuwe uyakwathi lokho awusuye ngisho newaseven lami.
But you believe that God can give you the desire of your heart?
Kodwa uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu angakupha isifiso senhliziyo yakho na?
If I tell you what your desire is, will you receive it?
Uma ngikutshela ukuthi isifiso sakho sini ungakwemukela na?
You're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is true.
Ufuna umbhaphathizo wamalo ngcwele, liqiniso lelo.
Receive the Holy Ghost, my brother.
Yamukela malo ngcwele mnakethu.
Here's a colored man sitting way back here. Got a burden on his heart. As far as wife.
Nansi ndoda leli khalathi hletile emuva lapha inemthwala enhlitweni yayo wemkakhe.
She's not here even.
Akekho lapha ngisho.
She's got trouble with her feet.
Unenkinga yetinyawo takhe.
You believe he'll heal her? You do?
Uyakholwa ukuthi utomphilisa na? Uyakholwa na?
You're a stranger here. You're from across the sea. You're from Jamaica.
Usihambi lapha, wangeshiya kwelwandle, wase Jamaica.
You believe God can tell me who you are?
Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu angangitshela ukuthi ungubani na?
Mr. Brady.
Nomzane Brady.
You believe?
Uyakholwa na?
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Jesu Kristu nguye itolo, namuhla, naphakade.
This lady sitting right back over in this end. Next to Mrs. Wright there. She's got a burden on her heart.
Lotsathe lohleti khona emuva ngale kugcineni ngalapha edute kwankosikati Wright lapho unemthwala enhlitweni yakhe.
She's praying for a daughter. She's up for an operation.
Ukhulekela indvodzakati itohlindwa.
You believe with all your heart for her? She won't need it if you'll get her to believe it.
Uyamkholelwa ngenhlitiyo yakho yonke yena na? Ingeke ikudzinge uma utoyenda ukuthi ilikholwe.
I can't heal.
Angisuye lophilisako.
Way back down in the nursery, I see the Spirit of the Lord, an angel, light moving in the nursery.
Emuva ngale la kuneselwa abantwana khona, ngibona umoya wenkosi, ingelozi, kukhanya kuya la kuneselwa abantwana khona.
It's over a young woman. And she's got a spiritual trouble she's wondering about.
Kusetikwa wesifazane osemncane futhi unenkinga yakamoya lakhathateka ngayo.
Seems like I ought to know the woman somehow.
Kubonakala kwangathi bekufanele ngimati wesifazane osemncane ngandlela thithi.
A young woman. She's also got a female disorder.
Wesifazane osemncane futhi naye unalokungahambi kahle kwebesifazane.
Yes. Her name is Mrs. West. From Alabama. Miss David West.
Yebo ligama lakhe ngosikati West wase Alabama, ngosikati David West.
Believe. God will grant it to you.
Kholwa, uNkulunkulu utokupha kona.
It shall be light.
Amen.
And in that day when the Son of Man is being revealed,
kutawuba kukhanya futhi ngalolo suku lapho indvodza naye umuntu yembulwa.
If that isn't Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever, I don't know nothing about it.
Uma lokhu ngeswe Jesu Kristu lo nguyedwa namhla naphakathi angathi lutho ngalo.
Do you believe that?
Uyakukholwa lokho na?
All things are possible to them that believe.
Konke kungenzeka kulabo labakholwako.
Out upon the microphones across the land now, and in this tabernacle, how many of you will raise your hands and say, I am a believer?
Ngaphandle emibhobheni evenilonke manje nakuleli thabanekele bangakhi beni le ndawo phakamisa tandla toni nithi ngilikholwa na.
Now you out there in the land, everyone's got their hands up here.
Manje nele ngaphandle lapho emaveni bonke baphakamisa tandla tabo lapha.
And way out in yonder somewhere across the nation, you got your hands up no doubt.
Nale ngaphandle le ngaliyanza wona thithi esiveni sonke niphakamisile tandla tenu akungabateki.
Now close your eyes. Just drop your hands upon somebody near you.
Manje vrane mehlo enu vele nje wehlisele tandla takho etuke mvulo sedute nawe.
Take a hold of their hand. Lay it upon their shoulder.
Bambani sandla sabo sibeke ehlombe labo.
I got my hands on the handkerchiefs.
Ngibeke tandla tami kulamaduku.
Look what's been done today. Look what's done now.
Bukani ukuthi kwendiweni namuhla. Bukani ukuthi sekwendiweni manje.
Beholding his hallowed face, aglow with love divine.
Tibheke buso bakhe lobungcwelisiwe ekukhathimuleni neluthando lebuNkulunkulu.
Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine.
Bahlanganyela babusisiwe bemsa wakhe njengematshanyana laligugu emchileni wakhe bayokhanya.
Now pray. Let's pray. Everywhere.
Manje khulekani. Asikhuleke ndzawo tonke.
Dear God, the hour has arrived.
Nkulunkulu othandzekako olihora selifikile.
What meaneth this? God fulfilling his word.
Kusho ukuthini lokhu na? Nkulunkulu aqwalisa livi lakhe.
What's the attraction, Lord?
Yini lekhangako Nkosi na?
It's God fulfilling his word.
Nkulunkulu aqwalisa livi lakhe.
What is this out across the nation? The medium of a telephone.
Yini lengaphandle siveni sonke ngokuchumana ngelucingo.
That hundreds of people had their hands laid on one another across the nation from one coast to the other.
Kuthe makhulu ebantu tandla tawo atibeke etuka lomunye nalomunye siveni sonke kusuka eligwini lunye kuya kulolunye.
From the north to the south, east to the west.
Kusuka la inyakatho kuya eningizimu empumalanga kuya enshonalanga na.
Here sits people here from foreign countries.
Lapha kuhleti bantu lapha labavela kulamanye emave.
Many of the states, Mexico, Canada, and we got our hands laid on one another.
Labanye basetifundzeni eMexico, eCanada, futhi standla tethu sitibeke etuka lomunye nalomunye.
God fulfilling his word.
Nkulunkulu aqwalisa livi lakhe.
How is this that a person could stand here by the Holy Spirit and call a man like he did Simon Peter?
Kukanjani lokuthi umuntu angema lapha ngamoya longcwele futhi abite umuntu njengoba enda kuSimon Petro.
Your name is Simon. You are the son of Jonas.
Ligama lakho nguSimon, uyindvodza ya Jonas na.
Go get your husband and come here.
Hamba ulande indvodza yakho ite lapha.
I have no husband.
Anginandvodza.
Truly, you have five.
Liciniso, unalasihlanu.
She said I know that Messiah is coming to do this, but who are you?
Wesifazane wathi ngiyathi ukuthi Messiah uyeta kutokwenda lokhu kodwa ungubani wena na?
He said, I am he.
Wathi nginguye.
And you're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Futhi nguwe itolo namhla naphakade.
And you promised the works that I do, shall ye do also. More than this shall you do, because I go to the Father.
Futhi uthembisile lemisebenzi lengiyendako mine nani ndawuyenda leminengi kunalo nitawuyenda ngoba mine ngiyakubabe.
And behold, in the last days I'll send to you the Elijah the prophet.
Futhi bhekana ensukwini tekugcina ngiyawuthuma kini Eliya umprofeti.
And he'll change the thoughts of the people.
Futhi uyaguqula imicabango yabantu.
Turn the hearts of the children back to the apostolic teaching of the Bible.
Akuqule inhliziyo yabantwana tibuyele ekufundiseni kwelibhayibheli kwabapostoli.
And it shall be light about the evening time.
Futhi kutaba kukhanya cishe ngesikhathi sakusihlwa.
Here we are, great God of heaven.
Naku la sikhona uNkulunkulu omkhulu wasezulwini.
The hour is here. The hands are upon the people.
Lihora lilapha. Tandla tisetukwe bantu.
Satan, you are defeated. You are a liar.
Satana wehluliwe, ungumqambi manga.
And as a servant of God, and as servants,
futhi njengenceku yaNkulunkulu, futhi njengetinceku,
we command that in the name of Jesus Christ, that you obey the word of God and go out of the people, because it's written, in my name they shall cast out devils.
Siyala logo ekamenda Jesu Christ ukuthi ulalele livi laNkulunkulu futhi uphume kubantu ngoba kubhaliwe ngeligama lami bayokhipha emadimoni.
And all the people may be set free.
Nabo bonke abantu kwangathi bangakhululwa.
Grant it, dear God.
Sipe wona uNkulunkulu othandzekako.
You are the God of heaven that defeated that day with an attraction on Mount Calvary all sickness and diseases and all the works of the devil.
Wena uNkulunkulu wasezulwini lwehlula lolo suku lunekukhanga entabeni eCalvary konke kugula netifu nayo yonke imisebenzi yadeveli.
You are God, and the people are healed by your stripes. They are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Wena uNkulunkulu nebantu baphilisiwe ngemivimba yakho bakhululekile ngeligama la Jesu Christu. Amen.
God, every handkerchief that's laying here, while the Spirit of God is present,
uNkulunkulu lonke liduku lelibekwe lapha umoya waNkulunkulu usekhona,
while the anointing of Jesus Christ is upon the people and the great signs that he promised are being fulfilled.
Lugcobo lwa Jesu Christ lusetukwe bantu netibonakaliso letinkulu latetsembisa tiyagcwaliseka.
And the earth is trembling, the earthquakes are happening, the great signs that he told in the scripture being fulfilled in the evening light shining.
Nemhlaba uyathuthumela kutamatama kwemhlaba kuyendeka tibonakaliso letinkulu latisho nembhalo ugcwaliseka nekukhanya kwakusihlwa kukhanya.
I lay my body across these handkerchiefs, representing this whole body of believers from east, west, north, and south.
Ngibeka umtimba wami kuhola maduku ngimelele wonke lo mtimba wemakholo lavela eMpumalanga, eNtshonalanga, eNyakatho naseNingizimu.
And say to the devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave every patient these are laid upon, to the honor and glory of the word of God.
Futhi ngithi kudevele ngeligama la Jesu Christ, suka kuto tonke etigulane lawa labekwa etikwato ekuhlonipheni naseludumeni lwelivi laNkulunkulu.
In the name of the word of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Ngeligama lelivi laNkulunkulu, Jesu Christ wase Nazaretha. Amen.
Now, quietly, sanely, soberly, and in your right minds, as believers,
manje ngekuthula, ngalokusangulukile enhloko, ngesizotha, nasemiqondweni yenu lesangulukile njengemakholwa.
Do you now believe and accept your healing from God Almighty in the name of Jesus Christ? If you do, hold up your hands.
Seniyakholwa manje futhi niyakwemukela kuphiliswa kwenu lokuvela kuNkulunkulu somandla ngeligama la Jesu Kristu na uma nikwenda phamsantandla tenu.
All out in the lands, hold up your hands out there.
Nonga ngaphandle emaveni phamsantandla tenu ngaphandle lapho.
Every person in here, as far as I can see, had their hands up.
Wonga umuntu osekhathi lapha la ngikhona kubona ngigcine khona baphamse tandla tabo.
Inside, outside, against the windows, in the doors, in the nurseries, and all around, everywhere, people with their hands up.
Ngekhathi ngaphandle emafastelweni eminyango la kunesola abantwana khona nakuko konke tonke tindzawo bantu baphamse tandla tabo.
They accept it.
Bayalemukela.
Satan is defeated.
Satane wehluliwe.
The stripes of Jesus Christ heals you.
Imivimba Jesu Christu iyaniphilisa.
And the presence of Jesus Christ verifies the fact that he's a living today, ever able to keep every promise that he made. Amen.
Nebukhona ba Jesu Christu bubonisa liqiniso lokuthi uyaphila namuhla akhona njalo njalo ukugcina sonke sethembiso lasenda. Amen.
I believe him, don't you?
Ngiyamkholwa, nimkholwa nini na?
Now let us stand up to our feet.
Manje asisukume sime ngetinyawo tethu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, accepting everything that's been done or said.
Ngeligama leNkosi Jesu semukela yonke imbali yendiwe noma leshitiwo.
We love him with all of our hearts.
Siyamthanda ngenhliziyo tethu tonke.
We cherish him with all that's in us.
Siyamthusa ngakho konke lokungekhathi kithi.
Now as you go to your different homes from tonight, God go with you.
Manje oba seniya emakhaya enlehlukene kusihlwa, uNkulunkulu akahambe nani.
God give you the Holy Ghost if you don't have the Holy Ghost.
uNkulunkulu anipho umoya ongcwele omanide umoya ongcwele.
Every man, woman, boy or girl here that's not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, there's clothes, pool.
Wongo esilisa wesifazane nomfana noma intombatane lapha olungakabhabhatiswa egameni la Jesu Kristu nato timphahla lichibi.
Don't put off tomorrow what can be done today.
Ungayekeleli ukusasa kulokungendiwa namuhla.
Tomorrow may be too late.
Kusasa kungahle kube sekwendlulelwe isikhathi kakhulu.
Sufficient for today, for the day is the evil thereof.
Kwenele kwanamuhla kwalolu suku lungilolubi.
There's ministers standing waiting. Clothes are waiting. No excuses. Are you waiting?
Kunebafundisi labemile labalindzile timpahla tilindzile akukho ukuthi landvulela nikatsile na.
If you are, you believe. No matter how you've been baptized, sprinkled, poured, whatever it is, it's an error.
Uma nilindzile niyakholwa akunenzaba ukuthi benibhabhatisiwe kanjani nafafatwa nathelwa noma ngabe kuyini liphutha.
The light has come. Come believe and be baptized.
Kukhanya sekufikile wotani nikholwe futhi nibhabhatiswe.
Everyone without the Holy Ghost, may you receive the Holy Ghost. Every one of you.
Wonke longenayo umoya ongcwele, kwangathi ningawemukela umoya ongcwele, nonke.
In the full divine power and love that he promised you to make you a new creature in him. God bless you.
Emandleni lagcwele uNkulunkulu neluthando lanethembisa lona ukuthi akwenze isidalwa lesisha kuye, uNkulunkulu anibusise.
Now, till next Sunday morning at 9:30, let's sing this little song that we used to sing years ago.
Manje kuze kube ngelisombo lelitakwe ekuseni nasekugabence insimbi yemfica asihlabeleni leliculo lelincane lebesivame kulihlabela eminyakeni lendlula.
Don't forget the family prayer.
Ningawukhohlwa umkhuleko wemndeni.
Jesus wants to meet you there.
Jesu ufuna ukuhlangana nani lapho.
He will take your every care.
Utotata yonke iminako yenu.
Don't forget the family prayer.
Ningawukhohlwa umkhuleko wemndeni.
Let's sing it together now.
Asihlabele kanye manje.
Ningawukhohlwa umkhuleko wemndeni.
Jesus
ufuna ukuhlangana nani lapho.
Utotata yonke
iminako yenu.
Oh,
ningawukhohlwa umkhuleko wemndeni.
As we sing it again, shake hands with the pilgrim next to you. See? As we sing it.
Manje salihlabela futhi chaqalana nesihambi leseceleni kwakho niyabona sisalihlabela.
Ningawukhohlwa umkhuleko wemndeni.
Oh Jesus
ufuna ukuhlangana nani lapho. Utothatha yonke iminako yenu. Oh ningawukhohlwa umkhuleko wemndeni.
Don't you love him?
Animthandzi na.
I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation. That was attraction on Mount Calvary.
Ngiyamthanda ngoba wangithanda kuqala wangithengela insindiso lokho bekukukhanga entabeni Calvary.
The same attraction on Sunset Mountain.
Kukhanga lokufanayo entabeni Sunset.
Mount Nebo, Mount Sinai. All the different mountaintop experiences.
Intaba inebo intaba Sinai tonke letendakalo tesicongo sentaba.
All right, let's sing it now.
Manje ke kulungile asihlabele manje.
I am Tanza.
Bonke labamthanda kwabathi amen ngako makube njalo.
Now just think of what he's done for you. Think that you could be out there in a bar room tonight.
Manje cabangani nje ukuthi unendeleni, cabangani ukuthi beningaba ngaphandle lapho ebhareni kusihlwa.
You probably would have been in the grave like I should have been outside the mercies of God.
Mhlawumbe beningafanele nibe sethuneni njengoba bengifanele ngibe kulo ngaphandle kwemusa lomnengi wankulunkulu.
What did he do for you?
Yini lanendela yona na?
Oh, how could we keep from loving him? Don't make any difference what anybody says. He's first.
Oh, besingayekela kanjani kumthanda na? Akwenti mehluko ukuthi bani uthini uwe kuqala.
Let's close our eyes. Bow our heads as we sing it to him now. He likes songs, singing hymns.
Asivale emehlo ethu sikhosamze enhlokothe njengoba silihlabelela yena manje. Uyatithanda tingoma kuhlabela emaculo.
Let's sing it to him now.
Asilihlabelele yena manje.
Ngiyamthanda. Ngiyamthanda.
With our heads and hearts bowed in his presence. Gratefulness for what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard. What's recorded in God's word, what his promise has been to us today. God bless you.
Lokuqoshiwe evini laNkulunkulu loko sethembiso sakhe lesibe ngiko kithi namuhla uNkulunkulu anibusise.
We have a guest with us tonight, a brother Ned Iverson, formerly a Presbyterian minister.
Sinesi simenya lesikanye nathi kusihlwa mnaithu Ned Iverson kuqala lebeka ngumfundisi wase Presbyterian.
His father's brothers are Presbyterian minister.
Babe wakhe bomnakabo bangumfundisi wase Presbyterian.
He, I understand, was baptized today again in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yena ngiyaqonda ubaptisiwe namhla futhi egameni la Jesu Kristu.
He's a minister and a good one at that.
Ungumfundisi nalokahle kuloko.
And now I'm going to ask him, as I believe him to be God's servants, to ask God's blessings upon this congregation as you go to your home.
Futhi manje ngilocela yena njengoba ngimkholwa ukuthi uthi ngeke uTankulunkulu ukuthi acele tibusiso taNkulunkulu etikwaleli bandla nisaya ekhaya lakho.
Brother Iverson, come forward. While we have our heads bowed in prayer. God bless you, my brother.
Mnathu Iverson, wota ngembili sisakhothamsa enhloko tethu ngemkhuleko, uNkulunkulu akubusise mnakethu.